Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 43.
Garignac! Garignac! Rock!
Rock! Rock!
What about roll?
Roll!
Shall we I want to become your apprentice magic? Because you punch people with the fists of rock. What? I'm going to now go flip the shit. My button!
Hashtag shit, Kengo says.
First.
Okay, so...
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Hi, Brian.
Stop moving. Thank
no,
you.
Neither of you can move. You both cause static problems.
Sorry.
Put a shock to your system.
Static shock. Anyway, one-ups...
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Oh, my God.
What?
Stop it.
I'm not doing anything.
It sounds like you're bear hugging the microphone.
Wait, okay, is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I think the problem was how far down I had it.
I was probably, hitting your shirt.
Oh, sorry.
That happens to me sometimes.
You hit it down by your crotch?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right. Ooh. Okay.
Ready go, Bustas.
I'm so,
sorry,
this is the segment of the show where I go look at my blog. Yes, I know. I was told to have this open beforehand, but I forgot.
Don't you ever read my blog? It's gotten better.
It's gotten better. So, I finally received my Game Boy Micro in the mail.
Woo!
So that's all cool. I got the Azimuth and Galactic Enforcers Ben 2-pack because I had a 20% off coupon.
Woo!
And while I was there, I finally found Legendary Trigger Happy, so I was like, oh my god, new Skylander.
Then he ran out of the store skipping.
And I was all happy. And then, thanks to Jeff,
Shoot
I was able
Skylander.
To finish my Mega Blocks with the Blue Ranger and Mooger, so I'm all done with those now.
Yay!
Finally.
Yay.
Let's see. On Saturday, my Ami Ami box got here. No yay for that? Okay.
Oh, fuck you.
So that had a pretty new turntable that doesn't suck like my last one.
Can I have
your mom still sucks?
No. Oh. The Morphin Brace, the Ichigan Buster, the six vinyls to go with the turntable.
I hate you, Brian. I want you to know that.
The limited edition Go Busters theme single with the Red Buster key, that's all cool, and I'm carrying it around with me like a little child.
Don't you mean Go Buster Red?
Go Buster Red Buster, fuck.
Red Buster. I cut my golden ticket, goddammit, now I can't go to Hollywood.
I was so depressed, like, you have no idea what it feels like to not be able to go to Hollywood after receiving a golden ticket. Skyrider was in that box, who I still haven't opened. And the Tiger and Bunny art book, which I've looked at, that came with the whoever it was is original color version of Wild Tiger, which I also haven't opened. But I looked at the book. The book's like awesome. The book was worth the money that I paid to get the figure out originally. So.
Story, pretty bro. Go, Bustas. Sorry.
Kizuna no go. Whatever the fuck it's. I don't remember anymore.
Let's go, Kaija. I'm stuck in the.
Aerosol just tweeted, "Stop being such a baby and chop my hands off." I agree.
Chop my
oh,
hands
I will
off.
Chop your hands off. I will
and
be glad to chop your hands off.
I was
off,
out care. On Sunday and I got Generations Deluxe Skullgrin. Because he was the only Transformers Generations figure I never bought. And because when he came out, I was like, oh, I'm not going to buy remolds and repaints because that's stupid. And then here I am. I bought Junk Heap and Sky Shadow and all the other ones. I'm like, oh, I guess I should get him.
Brian, he
was on
great.
Clearance at Walmart, so I bought him. And then after discussing it with Rio, I decided that I love Prime a lot. So,
oh, God.
That movie with Uma Thurman?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the best one ever. So, I originally skipped them because I'm getting the first edition ones from him, but I picked up the Voyager Prime and Deluxe Cliffjumper from the Robots in Disguise line, and they're actually pretty cool. They're not as good as the first edition ones, but...
The red line.
If you were able to get the first edition ones, they're honestly really good toys to act as substitutes, so... As long as you can get past Prime's stupid see-through blue arms. But anyway, I picked up those. I got the first CineLeague Victors DVD set.
CineLeague Victors!
Because Walmart had it.
It's all about all the Victors in CineLeague who are...
not Todd.
Todd Manning. Yeah, thank you.
And Kat bought me the two Power Rangers Samurai little pocket racer things. Which are actually pretty cool because the launcher, like, is actually decent. And they go, and then they fly into a wall and potentially break. It's pretty fun.
Rauncher.
Raider.
Of the Lost Ark.
And it's not up yet, but I was out today. I got a replacement cliff jumper because the first one I bought was broken. And it was an early birthday present, but I got the first season of Game of Thrones on Blu-ray.
Woo!
Woo!
What about Transformers Prime? You didn't go get the DVD after
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Spent yesterday trolling my friends about what's coming out today. Like, it's Mass Effect. I'm like, yeah, I know Todd Manning and Transformers Prime.
Like, I was going to buy it, but I was at... the only place I went to was Target today. They didn't have it.
I saw the DVD, not the Blu-ray at Target. I didn't buy it because I ran out of money because of the GameStop, so I'm going to go to Walmart tomorrow. But
I'll either order off Amazon or if Walmart has it or something, I'll pick it up. But I'm definitely going to get it because Prime's awesome. But hence why I now own every Prime thing ever. I got all the Cyberverse toys. I got all of the currently available Deluxes and Voyagers. The only thing I don't have is first edition Bulkhead.
Are you going to get the helmet?
Probably not.
You should be like reverse sound out and just become a recluse and just wear that mask. Or you could just wear Wataru's attire. Should do that for a vlog one time.
Wear a surgical mask and a scarf and a beanie
Collect
hat.
Fish bones for no reason.
They make good varnish.
Then you can use it on your paschetti.
My spaghetti? What?
Yeah, I know. I was going for a Rugrats. Oh. It's morphin' time. Oh, fuck. All right, we gotta go, guys. It's morphin' time.
It's time for Brian. Luster.
Sweet.
Ow.
The Sogon Blade and the Go Buster Ace should be here from Mandrake within the next day or so. I'll have it by the time,
Brian, I hate you. I want you to know that.
This is released.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done.
Hate you, Brian. Hope you die.
Cool.
So I didn't buy nearly as much stuff in the stores as Brian. I haven't been able to find anything. I've been hunting down this last little red fucking mega block in the training gear. Most common one, my ass. Can't find that shiz. Shiz? I don't know. I can't find it. And I can't find any Skylanders, and I'm upset.
I'm honestly tired of going into like all these stores and just blank shelves. I'm like, fuck.
Stupid scalpers and children. And then children scalpers. The devils are just the worst.
The little kid walks in, I want all of them.
They're going to sell them on eBay. He's the kid from Dino Thunder.
Hey, lady, get me all the Skylanders.
Hey, lady, those are my Skylanders.
Let's see, but I feel like I have bought some stuff, but I guess I'm just still looking for it. I did pick up Mass Effect 3 today, and the hour I got to play is awesome. And I pre-ordered Assassin's Creed 3, and I got a free tin. He's like, oh, you want to pre-order this? The tin's in. I'm like, sure. And I pre-ordered. He's like, all right, see. I'm like, what about the tin? I was promised a tin. It's got an assassin on it. I want it. And I got it.
Is there anything in it?
I haven't opened it yet. It looks like one of those like collector's cases. It almost seems as if I have the game already, because it reminds me of the case the Force Unleashed Collector's Edition came in. But I don't know. I'll open it tomorrow. But I got that.
This one's set in the American Revolution or Civil War or whatever.
Yeah. That's stars a awesome. Guy that's half English and half Indian. It's going to be cool. I love that era in history. And I think it'll be really cool for the story. It'll be like National Treasure Assassin's Edition.
Whether I actually get to that point in the storyline by the time this game comes out, I don't know, but I'll definitely get this one.
This one. You need to hurry. That's what you need to do. Screw school. You need to get an Assassin's Creed course. It has history in it. You'll be learning something.
I like Benjamin Franklin, especially when he epic rap battle of histories. Who did he battle? Benjamin Franklin. I forgot. I just watched it a little while ago.
Shit.
Damn it, I forgot. Who was it? God, I forgot. But it was funny, and he was awesome. Oh, it was Billy Mays. That's who it was. But then Billy Mays died halfway through, and it went to the ShamWow guy.
Why do you think he bit that hooker? Why do you think he bit that hooker? You know, it's hard to know. Anyway. So, as for what's in the mail, still the Oki box, my Morphin Brafe from CS Toys, my Ami Ami stuff with the GoBuster vinyls and old What's His Face, and then a package from Mandrake with the Ichijo Buster and the Sogon Blade. I think that's it. Just playing Pokemon and Mass Effect.
So wait, did you get a GoBuster Ace?
No, I'm still waiting for that.
I was checking because my brain stopped and zoned out because I was fooling with...
That's usually what happens when I speak. People's brains just check out.
What?
Exactly. It's like when a girl says she has a boyfriend, you just don't hear her anymore. It's just music. God, it's really warm in here.
I'm sorry. I'll take my pants off.
It's your turn, Kevin.
I mean, what? okay.
CDM love.
So, let me think. Did I mention about getting an Oki box?
The vinyls at HLJ, yes! God damn it! I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I got an Oki box in with Capsule Key Set 7 and minus Melee and Capsule Key Set 6.
I think you did mention that because you were like, oh, fortunate. No, maybe that was in our private conversations.
See, this is how I don't know anymore. So
I don't remember whether it was in the podcast private conversations or for me watching his vlog. I don't know which one it was.
We talked to each other too much.
Well, either way, I found out that the Ranger key chest can hold 113 keys. and what else? It had...
Then I can make it fit 114.
I hate you. I got some more switches, wheel, medical, pen... No, that sounds wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I got switches. I don't give a shit. I got more switches. I got Hibiki and X and all that crap. I got Gokai Pink. I got that Wild Tiger, Tiger and Bunny book thing that Brian got.
It's definitely not X.
I also got my Ami Ami box with Sky Rider and Soft Anya Switch Set 5 and my Go Buster vinyls. And then Ares, because I got Ares before Meteor. I don't know what Meteor couldn't find it. I just stayed up on Ami Ami and was like, Zom, here's me, Ares, and I just bought it. And then, having long chick hair makes it hard to attach stuff, but, like, the head.
Oh, baby.
What else? I was unable to procure... Go Buster toys from either CS Toys or Ami Ami.
Or HLJ.
Or HLJ. So finally I was like, I hate you, Brian. I need to buy toys. So I went to Mandarake. I found a Morphin Brace at the Akiya Bar store. And I was like, hey, well, let me find something to put with it so I don't have to pay that 500 yen shipping fee, the handling fee. And then I couldn't. Like, and I was like frantically searching the entire store for anything I might possibly want, because I was scared I was gonna like.
Kevin literally flew over there frantically searching the shelves.
I was scared that like someone was gonna buy it.
That's what I do in my dreams.
Holding the Morphin Brace, he had a knife out. Brian was buying a blue Jetris.
So, oh my god. So I was like, whatever, I'll just go ahead and buy it. So I bought that, and then last night I was like, ooh, let's look at, see if they have a GoBuster race. And I found one for like 20 yen more than the Yami Yami price, and I was like, sold, sir. And then I was like, well, let me try about this Magic King with it, but they don't have the Magic King. So I just got GoBuster Ace. I'm like, that's fine. So they're both on their way here. I'm still waiting for that mag phone to arrive from HLJ. I'm getting kind of angry.
Oh, God, I forgot.
I hate Sal. And I thought I hit EMS, but I guess I didn't. That's the lesson of the day, folks. Make sure you hit EMS, because HLJ Sal is the slowest shipping on Earth.
It really is.
I also got
a package order in 2011.
I know, right? I also got a Shogun Ranger with the zombie Jaden head, and he's pretty cool. And he's really big.
Probably be a zombie on The Walking Dead now.
I got 12 inches of zombie Jaden, so I'm fine. And now I just need 12 inches of Kevin and 12 inches of the ultimate gold power, which I think is actually what gold members would call his penis, is 12 inches of gold power. but in any case, I've been just got a bunch of reviews. I keep putting up reviews and I still am not caught up. I feel like
I'm putting up hip and relevant reviews like Tamashi Combo from that new Oscar.
I know, right? Oh, and I got the I got the Sino League Victors set one. As you know, the Cartoon Network guys like to call it. And I got it, it came in today and I took it out the box and it was only like the thin disc, and I'm like, oh god, did I buy the wrong item? Did they send me the wrong thing? What happened? Where's the other half of the box? Because they're all like really thick, because they don't put them in thin boxes. And then turns out they decided to be smart this time. And yeah, I was like texting Brian, is it supposed to be this tiny?
All the other ones were just the two individual DVDs in a box together.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this one is the size of a normal DVD box with both discs inside the box.
Why they couldn't do that sooner, I don't know, but
they just thought of it. Right. Oh shit.
Well, they put Battle Frontier in those little fin packs and Orange Island. So I'm like, oh yeah, they're gonna make them like this now. And then they stopped after that. And they sort of went back to this crap of like giant boxes, and I'm like, I hate you. I hope
you
die.
It's a Battle Frontier Pokemon.
It's the Battle Frontier Pokemon.
Sorry.
Be the best you can be and find your destiny. It's the master plan. The power's in your hand, Pokemon. So, but I think that's it. I don't know.
Just keep going. Crap.
I went to regionals and I got two second place medals and triangular silver medals. And we had five of us go and we got 11 golds. 11 golds, 7 golds, 4 silver, 11 medals total. And one of the guys on our team got 3 golds, and since the medals are triangles, I had to make the Triforce with them. And because it just seemed cool
to me.
Greatest
treasure of the universe. And then he threw it in the air and shot it.
Yeah, shot his medals and said, fuck you, Juan. There, go eat a burrito.
Go eat a burrito.
Go eat this burrito.
Does Juan like burritos?
Juan's Mexican, so...
I didn't think that I automatically made you like burritos, but
I don't know. It seemed like a funny thing to do. I didn't actually tell him that though, but it would have been funny. And then I would have gotten a phone call from somebody saying you're a racist, and I'd have been like, no, that's Dawson Ryder. And what else? I think that's about it. So I can go to nationals. I actually got a little paper. They gave us papers that said, congratulations, you've qualified to compete in the AAU national competition or whatever. Like, this big old long speech on it. Almost like, basically like a golden ticket from American Idol, just not golden. I was like, this is awesome.
Get one of these. Ran out of the doors. I'm going to Hollywood!
I should have done that. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale!
It doesn't have the same effect.
It doesn't, but it would have been funny and stupid at the same time.
Just wave the ticket around. There's a confession room. Randy didn't believe in me, but I'm going to prove him wrong when I get to Fort Lauderdale.
So I had to go in the bathroom at the place over there, and I've never seen...
This is in the 1-Ups. Just saying.
I've never seen dirtier bathrooms in mine. We don't have any news. I've never
this
seen...
This is it. Kevin found disgusting bathrooms.
I've never seen... Like, okay, the most non-germophobic person would go, I'm not touching shit in here. I'm going to get something. Like, the floors were nasty, and the door, stalls had no doors, and I literally just touched the wall of the stall. I didn't even put pressure on it, and it swung and almost fell off. And
I literally touched the wall, and I died.
I died. I think I have AIDS now. I'm going to come touch Shuki and give it to him. And
herpes, syphilis, and gonorrhea all at the same time.
I'm Paris
and
Hilton.
Botulism.
And I think I actually now have more diseases than Paris Hilton just after touching that. It was pretty gross. You ever tried to spar when you have to pee? Because you're like, I'm not going back in that bathroom. I don't care.
Considering I've never sparred before. No, I haven't experienced that before. Thanks.
Yeah, you don't know what that's like, Brian. You're running around, somebody's trying to hit you, you're trying to get away from them and hit them back, and you had to pee for like 3 hours. Which is like that bathroom, man. I'm not going back in there. That's just awful. Jesus wouldn't go in that bathroom. He'd go, no, man. Might catch something. Might not be able to cure it.
No, man.
No, man. Not going to do it. That's how bad it was. That is how bad it was. And then Brian said,
Jesus is like, no, man, not going to happen.
I might not be able to cure the shit in that bathroom. That's how bad it was. That's how bad. And then I confused the waitress at the Denny's we went to because she couldn't figure out my order. She didn't know they had a chicken strip appetizer. It was funny. Anyway, this has nothing to do with anything, but we needed something to talk about. So I guess we can move on to the quote-unquote nudes.
What about the story about how you ruined our lives?
Oh, I thought y'all were going to tell that.
No, it's cool. You can tell it.
I don't know how it happened.
I was sitting there contemplating on why this guy would have white hair.
Oh, yeah. They were sitting playing Pokemon Ruby going like, hey, man, look at this hat. And, I mean, look at this hair. It's all white and stuff. And I'm like, bro, the Ruby character does not have his hair white. It's a hat.
No.
And then Dawson's head exploded. And then Brian's head exploded. And then Dawson died a little inside. Like
a little? This is like full on death we're talking about here.
Dawson tried to commit suicide 3 times last night.
My life's changed forever. Everything I've believed has been a lie. I had to rethink life decisions.
I know, right?
Like, it was insane. They were flipping a shit because they're little bitches.
I started reviewing because of his hair. Okay, that's a lie. I
started reviewing.
I hope one day to have hair like that. I want it to go white.
This guy's hair has inspired me to start toy reviews.
Brian was inspired by his friend who was threatening him. I said I would do this because I promised my friend. It wasn't that funny. I mean, you're just so timid compared to now.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, it's funny. With Shuki Knife 1.0. Man, classic.
What was my knife back then? Was it the same one I was using for a while?
The one that you, like, rubbed on your face? And you're like, you see this isn't sharp? That was creepy.
It wasn't that creepy.
Okay, it was...
I mean, I had to prove it to them. They didn't want to believe it. They're like, no.
Well, these people are like, don't cut towards you. You might kill yourself.
Like, I'm still arguing
you
that.
You couldn't kill a goddamn baby with this knife.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't.
He knows. He has tried.
See? The baby's like, ah! That was a baby. That was too much.
Like, but yeah, they were like, no, it's not. It's bear, and I'm like, dude, no, it's
bear. I'm Bear Grylls, and this isn't a hat.
Now I just use a sharper knife. So,
talking about the knife. That's really funny.
Anyway, about the whole hat fiasco.
In my heart, it will always be hair.
My life has changed. That's definitely hair, and.
Who the hell wears a hat like that? I've never seen one like that.
Fuck you, Ken Sugimori. I hate you. It was because it was his idea that he wore a hat. I swear. I don't know.
This is almost worse than the stupid beret that the terrorist fourth protagonist wore.
Somehow you associate French with terrorists.
Well, the bad guys you fight in Modern Warfare wear those hats.
So you fight bad guys. French people?
More than French people can wear those stupid hats.
Well, the Saddam Hussein used to wear one.
Exactly. See? The protagonist from Gen 4 is a young Saddam Hussein. True story.
Okay.
Adonis' wife.
All right. So, yeah, nudes.
All right. So we have some cool news about the filming of the Forza summer movie. Yeah, right? I know.
Well, it says it's about the summer movie, but then it's revealed that it's actually about, like, episode 33 or something. I don't know.
I always get episode 33 confused with the movie. Every year, I think it's going to be the movie. But... Nope.
Nope.
So, this is people on 2chan posting what they saw. Says, I saw something that looked like a script. It said 33 on it. They probably don't know numbers. I'm just saying.
It's probably like 50.
They thought it spelled movie.
At first, I thought it was some sort of time slip again, but the extras had normal clothes. So I think it's just a field trip or something. Gintaro had a top knot.
Yes, the Forza people take a field trip to the Edo period.
Kengo was wearing some sort of helmet. Ryusei was dressed up as a Shinsengumi member. Yuki was wearing a headband. She looked like an Edo-era fish merchant.
Genta?
Yeah, she's Genta. Libra Zodiac was there, and Forza was fighting with the rocket switch. There was a little kid screaming, Kengo! Kengo! While he was crying. People were dressed up in Edo-era clothes. People dressed in modern clothes were running away from something. Probably Superhero Tyson.
Hey, you guys want to see the first cut?
Forza was fighting Libra, and he protected some samurai guy. Satoshi Murata.
Probably the same guy from the Oz movie.
Probably. There was a blue Forza, must have been Cosmic. 3 hours in, Cosmic State showed up with the Barizon sword.
It showed up with the sword. Destroy. Exterminate.
So 3 hours in, Cosmic State showed up with the Barizon sword.
It's a long movie.
I know, right? Forza was surrounded by Dust Stars. When he went Cosmic State, they all flew away. Based on this report, Cosmic States is likely to debut between episodes 30 to 32. In addition, unlike what was mentioned in the previous report, that Libra will be gone around 27, 28, it seems to be alive and kicking in episode 33. So, whatever.
Cool story, bro.
I mean, I don't know what to do about this information. I don't know if I should, like, choke a bitch. I don't know. It's interesting. It makes me want to stab a puppy in the ear.
Poor puppy.
I also want to stab Brian in the ear.
Poor Brian.
With a puppy?
With sure, why not?
That would be adorable.
There's nothing else in the world I would rather be stabbed with than a puppy.
I mean, I really didn't know what else to say, so I just started saying random stupidness, as usual. But
like, I mean, honestly, Edo period stuff again, like, Toei, give it a rest, God.
No one cares.
That's like every show ever here, like, going back to the Civil War or something.
Yeah.
Just every show having, like, a colonial episode. Well, PR did it, but...
They never did it again.
Because they realized it was stupid.
Yeah, pretty much is. But, I mean, Libra sticking around, the episode titles seem to contradict that, but, he's just one of those characters I don't really see leaving until toward the end of the show.
They gotta keep somebody around.
We need Tachibana-san!
We need Tachibana-san to be around while we reveal who Tachibana-san is.
Oh man, my mind just exploded.
Mind fuck.
Wait, what?
Kevin's mind totally exploded.
We need Tachibana-san, Libra, to be around when we find out who Tachibana-san is, the guy in the satellite.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be Forza's dad. I mean, What's that guy's name?
Kengo?
Yeah, that guy. His dad. It's gonna be his dad.
Right.
He lost his memory and they put a robot helmet on him and said, "You're a robot." "Really? Oh, okay. But my hands are made of..." "Oh, nope, okay. How come I have to pee?" "You're a robot." "Okay."
"You're a robot. Beep, bop, boop."
"What is that human leaking?"
And if I had to take a guess, I think 32 is when Cosmic States is going to show up, because I think that's the episode the Final Form showed up past 2 years.
Oh, really? Well, it just makes you the expert then, doesn't it, Mr. Brian?
Kind of does. Just saying.
Oh, well, you think you're so cool, Mr. Brian?
Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
I can't do that. Wheat?
I can't.
Wheat Thins.
Wheat. Who? Mojitos.
What?
I don't know. Wheat Thins. I can't do it when I think about it. Sounds stupid. Wheat Thins. Wheat. Why are we doing this? This is a little news there. We're just going, Wheat Thins.
Anyway.
Thins.
I was going to say something about this guy. Nothing to do with this, but I was writing, but I can't remember what it was anymore. I was going to put
Cosmic
it.
Cosmic State's eyes are angry. Give me the angry eyes.
Cosmic State's eyes are so angry that he's making wind hit Kevin's microphone.
Go, okay.
Watch your stare.
What was I going to say about Gokai Silver on here?
What?
Nothing. I'm talking to myself out loud, and I totally forgot what I was going to say. I remember now.
What?
So not you. There's nothing to do with you.
This next
bit another podcast
of Forze stuff, this random female is going to be in Forze. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, fuck yes. She's my favorite actress in Japan.
This person named Rin Honoka.
Oh, no.
Will join the series starting with the show's 29th episode. She'll play a character named Ran Kuroki, not to be confused with her actual name, Rin Honoka. Rin Ron.
Whoa, what?
Same thing, really. The kanji for the character's name means black tree and orchid. Apparently people are speculating she's going to be Virgo.
Virgo.
Because something about Mulan and kanji and dark and evil, and evil is Mulan. I don't really know because our website won't handle the kanji, so now it's just question marks. I can't read the kanji anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Here's my theory. But she's going to show up and she's like, "I'm the real Kamen Rider Forze. Kentaro was just a stand-in. He was here to protect me because I have the sealing power for this Zodiac."
Spoilers.
Whoa. I think you just spoiled me on Samurai, but I'm not sure.
Cool spoilers, bro. And it also says that she can either be Capricorn or Gemini. So now she's got three goddamn possibilities. Since Capricorn is romanized as Capricorn, it would be Capricorn. But whatever.
I didn't have any corn.
Which just has an extra P from Ran Kuroki. Or for Gemini, her three kanji are three symmetrical words. I don't know what that means. But anyway, yes. For a speculation, I don't know who this person is. I don't think she's been in any toku things ever. And she looks like she could probably pass as one of the students. So we might have another Kojima incident on our hands with a student becoming a horoscope.
Now, does it say she's going to be playing a role or she's just going to work on the show? She could just be from the custodial services.
She could be a camera woman.
She could be doing anything. She could be doing Brian.
She could be a temp. She could be a temp.
That's my job, Bo.
Bo?
Yes, I'm Bo. Cool story, Bo.
Cool story, Bo. That's what they say to Bo around the police office. I saw Todd Manning robbing a bank earlier.
Cool story, Bo.
Listen here. Listen here,
Bo, that little fat ass. Anyway.
Poor Bo. Bo Buchanan is an American hero. He's better than G.I. Joe.
Our last bit of desperate drawing for Scross.
Nicolette Sheridan's losing her trial.
News is we have a promo of the Legend Mobiles.
Oh, man.
So you can watch this video that I'll link to. But basically, it shows off the Akka Red key, and then you put in the Legend of Mobiles, and it's like, Akka Red! And I'm like, red, oh, yeah, it actually says something properly. And what else does it got? It shows off the Go Buster keys and the fact that you can plug those in, and it says, Go Busters! And shit like that. That's really about all it shows. It doesn't specify whether we're going to have, like a friggin' like go on red or anything like that.
Go on crackers.
I still hope so. I love go on crackers. Little cracker shit like Speedo and stuff. Oh my god, those mozzarella cheeses are. And it starts talking about number codes and stuff. So it's
number
still got
cards?
A bunch of those.
We're gonna get our memories back.
Yes. FML.
Absorbs the number card. Wienerlicious.
What?
The Currylicious.
I'm feeling the flow.
I'm feeling the flow! Shut up, woman! I'm gonna beat your ass. Get set to get decked. Sorry. My inner Yuma came out.
Yeah, that's really about it. So just watch the video. I mean, I can't really explain too much more than that.
Ready go, Busters. Ready go, but no. Okay.
But anyway, that gets released March 10th, so by the time this podcast goes up, there should be, Japanese reviews of it already, so this is kind of completely irrelevant.
I won't understand what they're saying.
So. Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the next thing.
Superhero time! Go Busters!
Kamen Rider Forze! That's bad, but I got nothing else.
That sounded like the Mobiles. No, not Mobiles. It sounded like something else. DK
the
Driver.
Galaxy?
DK Driver.
The Deca Driver? I can. Let's see. Well, okay, let's try it this way. Kamen Rider. Let's see. I gotta think of how my brain.
Forze! No, that sounds like the DK Driver, too. How
Kamen
about we just
Rider Forze?
It's DK still.
It's not DK still. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Like, oh my god.
Well, do we even have to replicate the voice for Forze? What are the Switch voices?
Forze. I
can't even do that. That was horrible. Do the stupid robot voice.
Superhero time. Go okay. Busters. Forze.
That's how we're going to do it from now on. Superhero. Yes, that's just how you did that. That's how we're doing it from now on. Bam.
Bam at it.
Okay. Bam at it. So, all right, we're on episode 2.
Can't believe it's almost over already.
So we're way far into this.
Can't believe it.
It starts off. What?
Can't believe it.
I know, right? Starts off with the truck and the helicopter.
It was just yesterday that it premiered.
They're on cleanup duty, picking up hut duty. Picking up all the debris from that Megazord getting...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, everyone stopped.
Cool, cut out, bro.
Who cut out?
Everyone.
Who cut out?
Oh, well.
You!
They're cleaning up Megazord. Shut up. They're cleaning up Megazord debris, and it's clear that Yoko Ono here does not like Hiromu. And she's like, he gets to go back to base. She's all bitching and stuff. And we can see them using like little gorilla faces, the steering wheel, and the rabbit ears are like a little flight stick control thinger. And so that's cool. And they're at the base and they're talking and they're like, hey, let's do Go Buster-y things, right? And I don't know. And So they're like, hey, look, we got a possible Vagrus incident, so let's go be Vagrus-y.
Got a possible kill screen?
Yeah, so they go, and this dude's filling up Cheetah Nick with some Enetron gas or something. Energon, I don't know what he's got, but and then Nick starts talking and all creepily like, and you're like, that's weird and kind of funny. And then Hiromu sees a chicken truck and just freezes. And meanwhile, Blue Buster spots Spacebar and he's stealing Enetron and like, let's do it. And so
is it said the first thing I thought of was like a bar in space? It serves space beer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so
it's the McLarens in space.
She checks for her candy and she can't find any.
She ran out of candy from Easter 2 years ago.
Yeah. So they basically explain like back at the base stuff about 13 years ago. They were developing, like, you know, the Enetron stuff or whatever. And then the Vengix virus came and took over. And that they were... Hiromu's dad was, like, the head researcher. And his mom was there. And Yoko Ono's mom was there.
And his uncle was there. Oji-san!
Correct, Nick.
And they had to, like, teleport away the building in order to stop Vengix from taking over the world. But they couldn't get the people out. But they, like, injected the three buddyroids and the three kids with a computer program. So they got transported out okay. And it gave them those extra powers. Like, Red can do all that speedy running thing that Connor does. And Blue can do super strength like Ethan. And Yellow does whatever she does.
She jumps high like Dex.
She jumps high like Dex, except she probably does her own stunts. And she, but then it also gave them those, like, weak points where, like, you know, Hiromu freezes when he sees chickens, which is kind of like a death
sentence. Apparently, he freezes when he panics.
When he panics, but
seeing chickens make him panic for some reason.
Somehow seeing chickens makes him panic.
Yet facing a giant Megazord doesn't make him panic at all.
Yeah,
he's like, that makes more sense than it actually being a chicken that's the trigger. So he at least can head down to KFC. Get that new pot pie with Jamie.
Good lord. But in any case, so they Blue Buster goes in to go fight on his own against Spacebar, and they're fighting, and then Yoko Ono comes in to save him, but Spacebar gets away. Meanwhile, like, Nick Cheetah transforms back into a little buddyroid mode, picks up Hiromu and just carries him off like he's Bomper or something. And I was like, come on, Hiromu. We're leaving.
Hiromu?
Got his name wrong twice.
That's the name of the informant on Forze.
I got his name wrong twice. But in any case, so they're like, meanwhile, and Spacebar's like getting yelled at by Vendix. He's like, why aren't you beating the Power Rangers? And he's like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Hey, why don't you get the Power Rangers? And so he uploads his, like, little install Mega Ranger virus into some kind of something or other, and it becomes like a Burneroid or something. I don't know what the hell that means.
Burneroid.
Yeah, and it kept says like 80 times. I'm like, please make this goddamn thing stop. Meanwhile, they're gonna teleport a,
That must be a PR reference, teleporting. Sorry.
This Megazord thing through hyperspace or something into the Human Warado or whatever the hell we're calling it these days. So they're like, oh shit, mobilize! Rawr! So the Go Busters go to like fight the Monster, and Red and Yellow have argued like 16 times by now, and he's like, I'm gonna keep my promise, that's why I came to join you and not go back to my sister. And she's like, what promise, bro? And then you see like you see the three of them 13 years ago, and he promises that they're going to get their parents back, and she's like, he remembered! And then they go fight, and, like, they do cool stuff with the gun and the sword, and they start blasting them. And then while Blue's like slash, 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 Red combines the two weapons together. And it's like, it's time for Special Buster, and he blows
Special
them up.
Mustard, Dijon, yes.
So it's Great Poupon, and so they blow up the monster. Meanwhile, I guess something from the monsters combined with the Megazord, because it's all like flamey now. And then they're like, oh, assemble the launch vehicle thingies. So
let's get into the action.
So I guess the Buddyroids have their own elevator, and they all cram into it. And
they have to share one.
Yeah, they combine into the vehicles, and Go Buster Ace launches, and the truck and the helicopter. And Go Buster Ace is like, Cheetor beast mode! Rawr, 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 and he like leaps on him and starts clawing him and biting him, all cheetah style. And then he like spawns these two like other robot things they're going to fight first. Meanwhile, the other two vehicles...
Evil magnet states. Just saying. Look at them.
Meanwhile, the other two GoBusters are pulling a total Decker Ranger and loading up the people in the city up into the back of the truck and driving off with them. Probably to bring them off to some kind of camp or something. And that is horribly insensitive. And
we laughed at it. And I'm going to get the blame.
Oh, we all know Dawson spurred our racism on. And so things are like... Yeah, so then he, like, blows up the two evil magnet states, and he's like, Cheetor Maximize! And he jams his sword in the back of the monster, and then they're like, transport him another sword, because I guess they have, like, an entire rack of, like, GoBuster Ace swords just such an emergency. So they send him another one, and he's like, it's time for Buster! And he slashes through him with his cool Cheetor sword, and the thing blows up, and we have, like, epic whatever, and... Yellow's all like saying something about he said something to her about like, oh, he said her face looks round, or so she's lit off the sweet somewhat, and then she shoots him in the face and then flies off, and he's like, what'd I say? And then it ends. So yeah, I liked this episode. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I liked getting their backstory, like, you know, them getting their powers. I don't know why they have a computer program input into their bodies.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Duh, intersect.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I always pondered how that was possible, so...
Technically,
but,
in a way.
Greg Neck.
Yes, Greg Neck. That's all she said to him the whole episode. Why do you hate Red Buster so much? Greg Neck! She just wanted to eat him. But not in a good way.
But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And what else do I want to say that I didn't say already? Oh, I liked the little vehicles and the little faces popping out and the stuff, and that was fun. And
I like the concept of using Usada's ears as the
ears.
Gives a little new meaning to the term rabbit ears. Huh? I already did that before, but no one heard it.
I mean, they might have. We just didn't care. But what else is there? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like I said, it's good to get their backstory, and then Spacebar was there, and Vengix, and,
begin the download.
I wonder what happened to those people, and if they're somehow going to end up actually being able to get them back at the end, or if
I'm
it's like...
I'm trying to figure out how, like, they repair the city so fast. Because this city's going to get fucking owned every episode.
It's the future. It takes place in 2012. Oh. No. So
but yeah.
If I see 2012, I think that's the future still.
Well, and then they're like, because he's like, they teleported the city away, and then he's like, oh, well, I can give you the ability to help things, and then that's when they got the Go Busters things or whatever, and... But, like, Hiromu's dad's like, bye! I don't know.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say hi. My thighs. Go die. Drive by. My thighs.
But, yeah, it was... I'm enjoying Go Buster so far, and I hope it keeps this crap up, because it's really good.
This is crap.
Like, I was saying earlier, it's just such a nice blend of... like, funny haha moments, and then like, fairly serious story moments. And, I mean, it's hard to judge completely because it's only been the two episodes, but, like, as long as it keeps the style going, I think I'm going to enjoy the whole season, so...
Yeah, and next episode we're getting Optimus Primal's Beast Mode.
Yeah.
I just like the overall tone it sets. Like, it's all... It's just really fun, and there's spies, and I love spies. It's just really fun.
You know what I'm turning out to like, too, is the way that, like, they blow up the individual monster, and then, like, this Megazord thing comes in, and it has attributes of the monster,
Yeah. But
it's not the monster.
Not the monster.
It still feels weird monster, calling the villain the Megazord. The except for when Zurgain had his own Megazord. And I think, was it Lothar? His Megazord was actually the regular final villain for Hurricanger. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Do you talk to her own Zords?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that her brother had, like, a fish face? He looked like a molester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, it was a... I don't know. I get all those molester villains confused.
But, what else is there? Like, it's, I really like it, and like the weapons, and there's a lot of it. Like the whole thing is really cool. And then they set it up to go through the backstory in a decent. Like, here's this new chick that came in to work as an operator, and she hasn't been there for 13 years and doesn't know what the hell's going on really. She's like, wait, what's going on?
Us, pretty much.
Yeah, like, why is this dude, like, look at a chicken and he flips a shit? Like, what's going
she
on?
She is us.
Because, I mean, otherwise, there wouldn't have been a fairly valid way to explain everything. But by bringing in the new person to work the computers and stuff, they're able to create a character that didn't know anything, thus they needed to explain everything to her. So they could explain everything to us.
Unless Hiromu was like, hey, remember 13 years ago when this happened? To, what's her name? Yoko? Because she wouldn't... How did she remember that? She was 2 and she was chubby. That's 2 things she's got going against her. She was a fat little kid. She was like... Aah. Like, no wonder she liked candy back then. Just saying.
But yeah, so I mean, they had... I like this show a lot. It's Go Busters and it is awesome, and
I like how... Blue's name? Adult Ren?
Ryuji.
Yeah. I like how he had to crouch down to their level as kids to talk to him. We're going to defeat him together. How weird is that saying to, like, 2-3-year-olds?
He was 15 at the time of that?
He's like, we're going to team up with these 2 5-year-olds and we're going to take them down.
He was 15. Ryoko was 2. No, Ryoko was 3.
Man, I remember stuff when I'm 3.
And... Hiromu was... I have no idea. I forgot how old Hiromu is.
He's like 22 or something. 21. 22. He's like he's somewhere in that general age range.
What'd you say?
Because Ryuji's 28.
Yeah.
Ryoko's 16.
Yeah. But,
But yeah.
I like how we have, like, one of the oldest Sentai members of recent time with, like, one of the youngest members of recent time.
Yeah, I actually like that I actually just like that he's, like, older. It works somehow. At least right now.
And it's different.
It's definitely different. Instead of having, like, a bunch of 12-year-olds going, look, we're gonna go fight! okay.
And then they save the world.
Somehow.
Yeah, it was good. I like the way they structured it, too. So, like, last episode was a really good pilot to just, for lack of a better word, get you into the action.
Get into the action.
Like, and it didn't feel like it was supposed to be a two-parter. They felt like 2 individual episodes. It felt more like more of the well-done PRs where they open on a 1-episode pilot.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
I just like the whole taking it easy in terms of mecha introduction.
And I think you get different battles instead of always just the... Like, at the end of Gokaidra, let's just get into the mecha and then do all 12 finishers on this guy to show it off. Instead of we actually get different mode fighting and stuff, and that's cool.
And I like we mentioned earlier, the fact that there's 2 independent enemies. So that, like, in the first episode, we had the ground battle and the mecha battle happen at the same time.
I like that too. Like that we had 2 different things they could do with it.
Whereas in this episode, we got to establish that if the Metroid is defeated, like, it doesn't stop the Megazord or anything, it's still gonna appear.
Yeah, it's something different, and it keeps things more realistic than usual. It's gonna be a Mega Monster. It's not gonna catch on, Jaden. God damn it. The show's been around for 20 years.
It's the Mega Monster. What?
No.
No. Stop. No, stop. Jaden, just stop talking.
Stop trying to make Mega Monster happen.
It's like onesies. It'll happen eventually.
Eventually.
Maybe in season 4.
I just made Quester on Scramble with Friends.
Is that a word?
Quester. Yeah, it worked. My first thought was Bokenger related.
Bokenger. Oh, thunk.
Thunk. It's a funny word.
Thunk. Anyway.
Hashtag what the thunk. Okay, let me pull up this board.
Another great episode, IMO.
IMO!
Ow!
It's my O face. Okay, hold on.
Pull up. Ow!
I was in the comfy chair relaxing.
Oh my god, Brian, please don't ever do it again.
Uh-oh.
I will kill you.
Uh-oh.
Brian, you're gonna make me kill you.
Uh-oh.
Well, look, we already know Dawson's on his way out. We're firing him next, so.
Yeah.
We're gonna be holding on.
This is my last episode, guys.
Let's driving!
Start a petition to save Dawson's job. Anyway. Okay. So we're gonna talk about Forza.
We're holding auditions to replace Dawson Rider.
Oh. Are we ready for Forza?
Yeah.
I'm always
ready. Next gets to deal with this crap. They get to summarize Forza.
Hopefully they won't be sitting here complaining like a little bitch after I have to watch it.
Well, at least it gives me license to complain about it. I can't just blindly hate it. I can hate it with purpose. I just scrolled down a mistake. All right, there. Okay, so we start off with the Kamen Rider Club talking about prom, and then Tank's doing all this love crap. He's acting like jealous shit, and it's really annoying me. And then the next thing you know, Cancer and Libra are fighting, and I couldn't figure out why because I forgot to read the subtitles. Are they fighting again? Like, stay away from prom or something. I don't know. They're like, don't turn off the air conditioning. That's too evil. Then we see the chick from the newspaper taking pictures in the same classroom they use every episode, like Boy Meets World. And she's doing an article on sociopath kids that tried to destroy the school and or kill other students. So it's a big feature for the end of the year. It's going to be about these heroines that should probably be in a mental institution or prison. So then after that, the Kamen Rider Club discuss how they're going to get by without Jappei and Tank. And then the Chameleon Zordiot attacks again. They're like, Zomk, I thought we killed him. They're like, Zomk, and stuff. And Forza and Meteor go to fight him, and they defeat him. And then there's just a wig there, and they're like, I thought it was a hat. But let's see.
I thought it was a hat.
And then they think that the grand evil plot is to stop prom. Oh, no! What are we going to do? They're going to stop prom.
They're going to stop provolone.
And then we get our really overly anime campy scene where Tank's like, I love Mio, and there's like hearts and explosions and the Fat Mio shows up and she's like, I got killed by Bishop. Oh, there's a lot of fake out deaths in the end of there. Anyway. And then the Dragon Zodiac apparently appears again, and Gintaro is like, damn, he's so hard. His body's like steel. I need to put these apart and stick them in. That's what the subtitle said.
Giggle.
Well, thank you for the giggle. That's what I live for. And then he defights? That's a new word for fighting and defeating. He defights him using his, like, load star, and then he shoots him with lasers.
Lasers!
That's how magic powers work. And, there was a part where Yuki was really stupid and tried to get in the way. I forgot to mention that. She's like, and Brian's like, I hate you. And then it's revealed that the Koma Zodiar, who kind of looks like an evil version of Feedback from Omniverse.
Yuki just kind of screams. She goes,
I don't like, remember why she's trying to stop him from destroying it.
Because they don't have any leads.
Like they're detectives or something. That's funny. So then Koma's like, oh, it was me. And then she makes another copy. And then Crab.
Crab and Doyle.
Then the Cancer Zodiac comes in and everyone starts fighting, and then Jake has to use the power dizer and he's like, I don't wanna. And then Tank shows up in a clown suit for God knows why. And he's like, Mio, I wanna go to Mio. Fuck. It's like that energy drink, Mio. Miu, I want to go to prom. And she's like, no, I want to go with Gentaro. And then it ends. Man, what a cliffhanger.
What a cliffhanger.
So I would like to take back my mean comments of the last episode. It was far better than this. My last episode was fine. I hated this one. It was too much. It was too over the top. He was in a clown suit. There was anime effects. No. No.
Anything else?
No. Just no.
Goddamn hyper potions. Anyway.
Eat shit nose pass.
Okay, so this episode had a lot of strange things in it.
To say the least.
To say the least.
Especially because I don't even think Japan has prom, but... Japanese kids are probably going, what the fuck's a prom? They're like Gentaro going, what?
I love how all the chicks wanted to go with Gentaro for some reason.
Like he's some I understand he's the main character, but like... I don't think he's that likable.
But he's friends with everyone and needs a secret handshake.
To the point where half of the female school population wants to go to prom with him. But maybe because they know he's a Kamen Rider.
I mean, I get the Miu one just because they sort of had that sexual tension back in her episode. Back when I was still tolerating
this. Sexual feeling.
He's so bitter. He's like a little bitch.
Look, I'm all happy during the samurai segment now. I'm like, samurai forever! So now the bitterness comes here.
I've noticed.
You're just as bitter towards Akiva Ranger, and that hasn't even started yet.
Because that's just stupid.
You haven't even seen it yet. At least I've seen Forza and be like, that crap! Old and busted.
Because there is no purpose to that crap except to just be dumb. I don't want it dumb.
Sounds like the definition of Forza.
But,
See?
There's nothing wrong with what Forza does on a regular basis.
Oh my god.
He had a mop for a foot.
He's got... Oh my gosh.
Mop boot on.
Look, you are just jealous because you don't have a foot on your boot or whatever you're trying to say.
Whoa.
What?
I don't have a foot on my boot?
How does a slacking outspeed me? Does he have one of those weird abilities?
Slacking's really fast. Slacking's got, like, legendary stats.
No, clearly, my Mega Drain did, like, 2 damage.
Because he can only attack every other turn, so that's why. It's like a yin-yang thing.
What the fuck's going on? He's tightening its focus.
But, no, I,
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to... I was tightening too much.
Okay,
I liked it
was an episode.
Please love me.
He was like,
Super Shinobi agrees. It was an episode. That's going to be on the back of the DVD.
Tank was like Donald Duck. He was like, love me. Love.
Please love me.
Love.
Like, and that was funny to me. And then Jake getting in the power dizer was hilarious.
Oh, that made the episode like, worth it.
No, I don't want to do it. You can't make me. Get in. I don't wanna.
They just kind of like pick him up by the arms and
throw him in there and strap him down. Power dizers like put his hands around his head like, I don't want to be here.
Power dizers just kind of like flailing about. This Power dizer used to flail.
Power dizer. Humongousaur.
Oh, cool. I beat Norman.
Yes, Norman accident. Did. Suck it, Dad. Wait, sounded wrong. I love how it's all capitals. Like, I can't believe I'm your dad. Capitalized. Registered Norman, Dad, on the Pokenav. Oh wait, it's not Emerald.
I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily the best episode or a good episode, but.
P.S. That's totally the camera chick.
Yeah, it is.
Really? I couldn't have told.
She hates big camera.
Apparently, beaner is not a playable word in Scramble with Friends.
How dare they?
No.
Well, Dawson taught me the word beaner. He uses it all the time.
It's Morbin time.
Oh shit.
This is the noises portion of the podcast.
And with that, it is time for Super Samurai Summaries Bashuki. Cha!
Samurai Forever! We forgot to include the part where we're like, Shuki, Dawson, and then insert Kevin.
Kevin. Echoes a little bit in his funny Niji voice.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin!
Goo!
Goo!
Hey, goo! So, I'm happy to report that this was actually an episode not adapted from the beginning of Shinkendra. So, we've got this Nylock named Switch Beast, not to be confused with Switch Blade.
Or so Switches from Forza.
Switches. Be stolen. And so, he has this ability to shoot, like, this needle thing out of one hand and stab something, and then shoot the other needle into something else, and they transfer souls, even though...
He's Captain Ginyu.
The inanimate object doesn't have a soul to transfer, but... Technicalities aside, they switch beingness.
I'm trying to think of that term, giving inanimate objects human-like qualities. Damn it. I hate when school knowledge crap creeps up on me. Stupid school, get out of my head. I'm supposed to have forgotten about you. Anyway, go ahead.
I can't, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the term either. So, the episode starts out at like a flea market, and they're just all going, oh, hey, it's Antonio.
Please
and,
for sale.
So it's Mike, Emily, and Antonio.
Antonio!
Antonio's selling fish. And Bulk and Spike are there trying to sell nonsense. they're trying to sell Tetsu. And so the Nylock starts switching people around. And so then they transform, they start fighting. But Antonio got switched with a fish that he was cooking or something.
Oh, man.
And so he's just laying on the ground like a fish. Meanwhile, Mike and Emily try to fight the Nylock, and then everyone else arrives, and they start switching around. Jane gets switched with a garden gnome, because Takeru got switched with a Neko cat. Kevin got switched with a ballerina music box, because I forgot what...
He was a little peeing statue, wasn't he?
He was a little... I know it was feminine, because it was funny.
Peeing statue.
Or it was, like, naked or something. I don't remember.
Oh, is he naked?
No, Rinosuke.
Then why didn't we get that in this show? Because I would die to see that.
Kevin wants to see himself naked.
Mia was a fan because she blows people.
Oh, she does.
She gets to blow the guys that she loves again.
Like I said,
episodes in a row.
Antonio was a fish. Bulk was a soda can, and Spike was a newspaper. And then some other random people were like a bike and
underwear,
a sign and mailbox and some weird shit.
Pants.
Dildo. Oh, this is a kid's show.
So basically, his whole plan is that these people will show up at the flea market that was completely scheduled and completely legal and start picking things up to throw them away into the like the trash, and if the object gets destroyed, like the person dies or something. So
they get sent to the Shadow Realm.
So like his whole plan was to trap people in these objects so that the garbage people will come clear out the flea market. And so these garbage people get there and there's no people there at all. The people are all gone. And so they start taking, like, the bike and the mailbox and the cans and everything into this, like, garbage truck to take to the dump. And so all these people are gone. And I'll get back to that at the end of the episode. But So Mike and Emily are like, oh god, what the hell are we gonna do? And they do some random training because
I think they were just thieves. I don't think they were real garbage men.
Probably weren't. They're probably those people that garbage pick. They're like, oh, this is worth 10 cents at the silver shop.
And silver shop.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Silver power.
And so Mike comes up with a plan, and G's like, Niji. G's like, take the black box. And Mike's like, okay. And so they start fighting.
Are you sure I can handle it? Not really, but we got no other option.
Give your jacket back. Really. I need Jaden back.
Jaden. So Mike switches bodies with the Nylock, and the Nylock's like, oh, what the fuck? And
fix it Goku style.
He's like, ah, ha, ha, and then the Nylock's like, I can hurt the body. And we're like, oh, no. They put him in a soccer ball and kick him around. And they're like, oh, and then they switch him back. And then they're like, LOL again. And
they just
trolled
the Nylock?
Basically, they were trolling the Nylock. And Mike's like, how do we win? Taka, Tora, Bata. And they win by becoming O's. And so he's like, well, you have to hit this spot on my body. And so the Nylock hurts himself.
What's Kat texting me?
To like, win.
That's the Green Ranger playing the White Ranger in air hockey. I'm sorry.
I got that, too.
I didn't get anything.
Doug
Kat hates you, that's why.
And
yeah.
So everyone's rebelled back to normal before they get destroyed at the dump and stuff. And Mike goes super Green Ranger Forest, whatever, and
he slaps the Ultimatrix.
They kill a Nylock. Nylock goes, Mega Monster! Ah, ah. And so they're like, with the power of the black box, we can summon all the Zords! Ah, ah. And then they make the Zord, and then they make the Zords big, even though they built the Zord already, but and still no super Mega Mode transformation sequence or anything. It's just there. They're like, we can do it! And then they kill the Mega Monster, and
I don't think they're gonna do one, bro.
So probably not.
Well, they did Ben 10. They started off with that thing where Ben just like went inside of himself, and there was a transformation. And later, they made individual ones.
So they win, and
well, no comments.
Nope.
No one cares about you.
There was this bit in the episode with Antonio about to get eaten by this random kitten that just shows up.
I don't know where a cat came from in the Shiba house.
it just broke in.
But it's I was just like, aw, kitty. Like,
ooh, fish. And Antonio's like, fuck my life. Meanwhile, human Antonio just has like this perfect fish face going.
He's like a teenage girl on Facebook.
G was going to put him in the refrigerator, but then he forgot.
Stupid G.
And so
like
now Antonio's basically freaked out as the episode ends, and we finally see Dayu again going, everybody hates me, and that's really about it, so.
And then
everybody
I'm hearing
wishes
some kind
that
of staticky things.
You suck. Peter, you suck. What's that from? Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Okay. Sorry.
So, this was an alright episode. It wasn't as good as, like, Super Samurai was, but it was better than Shell Game was. And the whole Antonio almost getting eaten thing plays into the next episode, which
it's
we
setting up
should
our lantern.
Be getting the Light Zord, but
Light Power.
Who knows at this point? Who knows if it's going to talk? Who knows if it's going to be voiced by Kelson Henderson? No one knows at this point. But yeah, it wasn't that bad of an episode outside of a couple little editing bugs, but
that like, I still didn't notice because I'm apparently just oblivious.
Yeah, I mean, my real gripe with it was the fact that they made the Claw Armor Megazord, and then we're like, let's make our Zords grow. I'm like, wait.
Well, what they should have done was they combined the Megazord and then cut right to the part where they like throw the Spin Sword in the air and they do the little transformation.
The Mega Mode, yeah.
They should have cut right to that, but they kind of goofed and
Or they could have done the, like, let's make them big and then show all the Zords combining.
Yeah, that would have...
They could have spliced it together.
Basically, whoever was doing the editing at that point was drunk.
Was asleep. It was like Brian when he edits the podcast and doesn't edit out half the words I say. Sleep the wheel.
He had to be awake last week.
You enjoyed that, huh, Brian?
Yeah, that was... I wanted to I honestly wanted to kill you that night. I had a horrible night at school. I come home and I have to
I have to come home
dog. And a 3-hour podcast, and I hear that. I'm like, fuck everything.
Oh my
God. Then I got over it.
You heard Dawson laughing the whole time.
Yeah, that made it even harder.
I'm sorry. It was funny because I started zoning out and then I just started hearing it and kept doing it. It was so funny.
And I'm like, who even said Brian's going to hate me? And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
I was mad, okay? Anyway, about the episode.
I mean, I don't really have too much else to say about it, so you guys can
there was a lot of things I liked, like the spike with the becoming the paper and putting it in the little bird cage, and like, I'm not poop. And
don't poop on me.
Yeah. Like, just that whole thing was fun, and then we did get to see Dayu again at the end. That's setting up the whole thing with, you know, the rest of those people and whatever their names are. And so the episode did serve that purpose, and I liked the tutu on Kevin. That was enjoyable. He came back to normal and, like, ran around wearing the tutu.
I love that Mike took a picture of it with his Samurizer. I want that to be one of the stickers that comes with the reissue. I'd buy it.
Yes! I'd put that one on there. I'd like, walk around that, like, look at this. This is me.
It's Kevin in the tutu. I'm black at home. I'm only white. Well, a little. Sort of black.
I'm only black on YouTube. I mean, I'm only white on YouTube. I'm really black at home.
The camera just doesn't have the right balance.
Yeah. There's a white balance issue with the camera, and it shows me as white, but I'm really black. But what else is there? I don't know. It was fun. It was fun, and I was hoping some people would have gotten crushed because they were kind of stupid.
What the hell kind of low budget?
Oh, I never mentioned it. I said I was going to mention it, and I didn't.
Oh, that Mia's face didn't turn with the fan?
Well, there was that.
Kevin's face didn't turn with the ballerina?
But,
You got to be static. Okay, it's gone.
It was the fact that, the people vanished from the flea market, but then when they got their bodies back, they were all back at the flea market.
They're all back. Yeah, that was weird.
I was sitting there going, what?
Shut up.
My first thought was, where did they go? And then they were back. I'm like, what?
It'd be funny if, like, the people, the garbage people just threw the bodies and they're, oh, these people are dead. Throw them in there. Oh, you got to beat it, beat it.
Like Kevin's face didn't turn with the ballerina spinning.
I'm yeah. Like, yeah, that was kind of strange.
All those faces on those objects reminded me of Flabber. You're like, Josh, they need the White Blaster Beetle Boy right away. Oh, it's Vexicus. But you guys pretty much said everything I had to say.
Good, because we're going to hear your voice.
Well, this is my last day. what was I going to say? Oh, I pretty much agree with Brian that it's not as good as Super Samurai, but it's better than last week. I found it to be a pretty enjoyable episode. I had fun watching it. It was like a good fun PR filler episode. I thought the...
What the fuck?
There was some pretty good humor. I'm sorry.
Mr. Briny disappeared.
Mr. Briny.
God damn it. Now I need to walk all the way back.
He disappeared. I think he died. And Pico's gone, too. Pico, where are you, my darling?
I had him boat me back to Petalburg, and now he's gone. He can't boat me back to Slateport. Fuck.
Do you have surf?
Yeah.
But I don't want to drive myself. Someone else can drive me.
Well, it's faster to walk to Petalburg through Verdantoff Town than it is to go the surf route, but because I have to go down to Duford and go around anyway.
But yeah, it was a fun episode. I enjoyed it. Thought it was pretty good.
Cool story, bro.
If they can use the black box to not use the rest of the team, I recommend we just fire everyone except Antonio, because he's the one that did all the work on it. I'm telling you.
Oh,
starring Antonio Bulkenspike.
I finally got to watch last week's episode because I recorded it like the second time around it came on or whatever on a real network that exists and not like Nick 2 with only like 1 minute shows.
Bye-bye.
And I really enjoyed the part when Jaden and what?
I cut out. I got nothing for like seconds.
When Jaden and Mia were shopping, and she's like, you got all the ingredients? Yeah, you just gotta put them in the right combination. She's like, we'll throw that to the paramedics.
like, yeah.
That was awesome.
Especially Jaden knows, because he got poisoned instantaneously last season. He's like, oh, this tea. Oh! that was just too much.
Yeah, but it was an alright episode. I didn't mind it.
Samurai is much more enjoyable this season. I mean, so. G is still G, but it's good.
I enjoyed the sexual tension between Mike and Emily.
That's always
like,
fun.
Let's do it together, and then they did it in the back off screen, and then they went to fight.
They did it in the cockpit of the Megazord.
Oh, God.
No, they didn't show it on.
Did they have the those armored suits on?
they fall over. Oh, fuck.
The next time the others get in there, why is our console all sticky? Shut up.
Oh.
No reason.
I spilt Coke. Always Coca-Cola, right? Yup.
Right. Yup.
Why is it sticky? Popcorn butter.
Mozzarella Ritz bits. Those are so sticky.
Those are also delicious. But anyway, let's move on.
Alright, so it's time for the first installment of Retrospective Random Rambles of Dragon Ball. Yay!
Yay! I'm actually legit excited about this.
So, quick summary time. So, we start with Gohan and Goku fighting. He's like, Gohan, or Goku, you have to get to school and do teen angst shit. And then go to this party and fight. Oh, crap, that's the wrong Dragon Ball. Hold on. My notes on evolution. Okay. We have little kid Goku running around being naked and, like, kicking fish and eating it and stuff and living alone. He's like, gee, I don't remember killing my grandpa. And then Bulma shows up and she's like, I'm looking for the Dragon Balls. And he's like, where's your penis? And they team up and decide to go look for the Dragon Balls. That's pretty much what happened in the first few episodes.
It was, but it doesn't make any sense.
Where's your penis?
And because he has the 4-star ball, which was a gift from his grandpa, she uses him and they decide to go on a quest together, meeting many colorful creatures. Well, I guess creatures. You got Oolong, who's a more important character than Chaozu. And, you know, Far and Yamcha and all them. And Master Roshi's like, I like girls. And they eventually get all the Dragon Balls and kidnapped by Emperor Pilaf, and Oolong wishes for panties, and Goku turns into Azuru and goes crazy, and fun times. And after that, Goku decides to take up Master Roshi's offer to go train with him on his island, and he meets up with Krillin, who's going to be his partner there. Not a sex partner, that'd be weird. And they, like, run milk. Ooh. And, like, push rocks.
Oh, he likes that bald head. Stuff.
And they have to go to the World Tournament, and they compete, and there's a bacterium, and he sticks his smelly crotch odor in Krillin's non-nose, and Krillin's like, hey, I don't have a nose. And there's an Indian guy, and he's like, thank you, come again. And then Goku beats him, and...
He says, you have reached Dell Tech support.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
Nam couldn't make it as a fighter, so he had to be Dell Tech support.
That's exactly what happened. True story. I was getting that next. We're going to go over him in depth in the character discussion. Never mind.
Discussion, yes.
The final round is Goku and Jackie Chun, in which Jackie Chun wins. And of course,
Jackie Master Chun!
Jackie Chun is cooler than Jackie Chan because of his hair. I don't know.
Yep.
So then after that, Goku goes around and has a bunch of shenanigans in which he defeats the Red Ribbon Army by going, ha! Ha! And then he just blows them all up. And there's an Aider at some point and all that fun stuff.
Mater? Mater, but without the tuh?
Exactly.
Oh.
And then at some point, he goes looking for the Dragon Balls again, which I don't remember, but he's looking for the seventh one, which leads him to Fortune Teller Baba, Master Roshi's sister, and they compete and fight there with her, and Goku ends up fighting his grandfather, who's come back to Earth for his one day in a cat mask. I don't know why you'd spend your one day back on Earth in a cat mask, but teach his own. And then... after that, he runs off to go train for the next martial arts tournament, and that's where we're leaving off for the next part, right?
Yep.
Okay. So
we can kind of cover what he did right after that, but it was kind of just fillery nonsense that really isn't important anyway. So
yeah, we're doing the beginning through the end of Fortune Teller Baba, in case you didn't know, people.
Yeah.
I'll be talking about Dragon Ball Evolution. My favorite movie. Okay, Brian, lead it off.
Yep. There we go. Needed to get that out. So,
oh gosh.
I after finishing
it, I'm just kidding.
After finishing it, I pretty much fell in love with this entire segment of like the trilogy, even though the last part kind of sucked and stuff. But we won't talk about that part since we did already. Or the middle part, for that matter. But like, there's plenty of times where I started watching this show. I think it took me about 3 tries to actually stick with it. Just because when you see DBZ first, which a majority of America did, like, you're just so used to that style. Like, oh, fight, a little bit of story, fight, 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 little tiny bit of story, fight, fight, ooh, or some bit of a character development. And so when you start up Dragon Ball and it's all like whimsical and bright colors and Goku's like,
and then he beats the Red Ribbon.
And so they're like, where's the fighting? Where's anything cool?
Where's Sean?
Then I cry because I don't hear Sean until the last part of the show. But
where's Mr. Feeny? Where's Corey? Topanga. Oh, that's the different kind of
Feeny.
I got it.
Yeah, good for you. So,
ow!
Anyhow.
Brian, stop hitting Dawson.
Sorry.
I like hitting Dawson.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So, let's see what you're sure. Wow. Okay. What else is there to say? But I mean, once you get past the Goku saga and like the Red Ribbon Army saga, and particularly once it gets to the 2 martial arts tournament sagas, and there's one more at the end. But once those start kicking up, you start to see elements of DBZ in the show while still retaining like the whimsical charm that is the essence of Dragon Ball, basically.
The way I saw Dragon Ball was a pattern where you had adventure season, tournament, adventure, tournament, and they just alternated all the way to the end.
Uh-huh, that's pretty much,
yeah,
pretty much how it was set up, because you had like Goku and
Bulma.
Yeah, the Goku saga, then you had a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the Red Ribbon saga. And then you had a little bit more added to that with the Fortune Teller Baba saga. Then you have another tournament. Then you have King Piccolo. And then you have another tournament. So it's definitely very, very arc like that. But, I think it actually balances out fairly well, because by the time you're getting really bored of, like, the adventure style, they're like, hey, here's a tournament. And then you watch the tournament, and you're like, by the time the tournament's starting to wrap up and you're getting bored of watching people stab each other, then you're like,
no weapons.
Let's go back to the adventure. And so there's another adventure waiting for you. So really like the way that was all structured out.
It kept it from
not only that, but also, I mean, because they have the tournament, it's every like 3 years. Then you get to see, you know, the adventures, like the in between times, the what's happening in those 3 years to Goku, the adventures he goes on, stuff, you know, his training, or you know, whatever else, like what he's doing in that meantime, and how he gets stronger, and people he makes friends with, and this guy was an enemy and I've made him my friend, because that's how Dragon Ball works.
Until the end of time.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the same thing.
Till they finally recruit the one, split him into two. One of them's an Indian boy, and the other's a fat pink tub.
Then they recruit them both, and then they merge them back together, and you're like, blah! And your head explodes.
Blah!
But no, so, I mean, I really liked it. It was fun stories. I love little innocent Goku, especially at the beginning.
Like, he's just so cute, and it kind of, like, captures everything that a little miniature Goku should be.
Yeah, although it's... and then, like, you see him meeting Krillin for the first time. And it's funny watching DBZ first, and then you come watch Dragon Ball, and you see, like, how he's not pals with Krillin at first. Like, Krillin's like a little douche nozzle. And then, like...
Krillin was stronger than him at first.
And then in DBZ, like, BFF Facebook friends, and Krillin gets pwned. And then you also see that Yamcha always got beat, which is always comforting to know that he never actually was any kind of competent person. But yeah, you just see like all these people who are like Tien. Like right now, I'm in season 4, and you're meeting Tien, and bam, like then they get to DBZ. Yeah, everyone sucks. Like everyone changes. You're like, oh look, these people are cool.
Except for Goku.
They can beat up on Goku, and these people are one way, and, like, Master Roshi can get all big and strong, and then, like, you get to DBZ, and he's just like, I sit here, and I'm old. I like watching women work out, do yoga, and exercise videos. You're like, oh, Master Roshi, you old pervert. Like, it's so funny.
But, like it's just, it's a really stark contrast between the kind of stereotypical shonen manga of that age with DBZ compared to like I'm not going to say stereotypical so much, but a very clear cut whimsical fun manga that Dragon Ball was. So like there's stark differences compared to each other, but you can still see elements of each other in both.
Yeah, and it's definitely different than Dragon Ball Z, but it not in a bad way. Like it's different, but it's really good, and it's its own kind of thing.
Right.
That you can
enjoy.
It's kind
of funny how like the entire franchise in general evolved. Like it started sort of as like a parody of that Chinese thing.
Yeah, Journey of the West.
And then Dragon Ball took its own identity, and then eventually onto Z. It's just funny how like it just gradually basically made its own like entire universe that people take seriously out of. Well, you know what I mean by seriously, but but it's just funny.
But yeah, I love a lot of things in it, like Goku. Just, like, keeps getting beat the hell up on, and he's all strong, and no one can figure out why. And I'm like, really? You got, like, beat the hell and back, and you're still coming back for more? Or, like, he's going to take on the Red Ribbon Army, and, like, they're all like, we got to go help Goku. He can't take on the whole army by himself, so they all jump on a plane and go there. And here's Goku on the Nimbus. And they're like, hey, guys. And they're like, whoop. Oh, look, you didn't go fight the army yet. What? No, I beat those guys already. I was coming back to home now. What? They're sitting there arguing over whether to attack from the front or split up or whatever they're gonna do. Meanwhile, Goku's beat the entire army and come back already, and they're like, yeah, no, I beat. They're all gone. They're done. Not all of them, because some of them ran away, but I beat most of them. Like,
some guy named Dr. Shiro. I don't think he's gonna be important.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm like, damn. But, And it's fun getting to see like where all those characters that were in Dragon Ball Z came from.
Oh yeah!
Like for the first time, when you watch it like this, and you don't watch it like in order, like seeing where Krillin and Yamcha and Roshi, Bulma, Launch, Baba, Korin.
Though if you only watch DBZ, you probably don't really know who Launch is.
Well, that's true because she was in about 5 minutes of it, but still, like Korin and Bulma and how he met everyone and Puar and Oolong, and you get to see them actually
do things.
How
they all cease to matter later.
You get to see them actually do things instead of just sitting around Master Roshi's house going, I hope Goku's okay.
Oh, excuse me.
And that is pretty much all they do for the rest of the show after that is, I hope Goku's okay. Hope he's not dead again. Wonder what's happening out there. Oh no, they're losing. Baba shows up for a fortune with her little crystal ball. Chi-Chi goes crazy. Show us! And you're like, you people used to matter and do things. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'll come try that cake later, Chi-Chi. I mean, wedding. Oh,
I love little Chi-Chi and her little, like, outfit with her helmet and her armor, and she fights people, and Ox King's like, oh, like, I'm evil Ox King. I beat up on people, and Goku's like, hey, Ox King. And he makes friends with him in, like, a minute and a half, and you're like, whoa. Like it's just so funny, and you also see Goku doing a lot of the same stuff. Like he's been the same person. Well, I guess that's gonna go into character discussion, but I think we're about done story.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to say that like my favorite saga in this bunch is probably Red Ribbon.
Yeah, that was fun watching him like going fighting all the different little colored people. Like they're a bunch of Clue characters or something.
I didn't say that one.
No, not color like Dawson means color because their names are different colors. Dawson's colors are different. Those are the ones he like keeps in a cage and makes them put on the back of the bus.
Dawson's colors are general black.
Yeah. Oh, with his big lips and his bald head.
Looks kind of like a human version of Popo.
He's blue. Don't you guys watch Dragon Ball Z Kai on the CW?
Yeah, he's a human male version of Jinx.
Oh, that's mean.
Well, Jinx is the same way.
Next time I raise a Jinx, it's going to be called Mrs. Popo.
Yes!
Actually, I've never raised a Jinx before, now that I think about it.
I haven't either, but this needs to be done now.
Mrs. Right. Popo.
It's not an alien. He doesn't shout out the name.
Mrs. Popo.
If it was his name, I would have shout-outed.
Shout-outed?
Overkill.
Over.
Joy.
And you have to get some cat like a Meowth or something and call it Corrin. Or like a Perugly.
That Perugly is Yajirobe. Yajirobe. Mass Effect.
Yajirobe.
What? So characters?
Yeah. And this
Goku is Goku.
This is like the first time I feel like I can legit talk about Goku because he's kind of a little bit different. But, like, I love this, like, the Dragon Ball style of Goku. Like, just, he's so clueless about everything. He doesn't know why he's strong. No one else knows why he's strong. It's just kind of this really big mystery. Like, why is this kid so good? But
yeah, I liked that, because even though it was, like, kind of a more of a fun show, there was always that kind of intriguing mystery of, you know, why is he like this?
Yeah.
And even though I knew when I watched it. He also doesn't understand. Like, he doesn't understand, like, wait, you don't have a tail?
Like,
wait,
he doesn't understand
that
people
just push this giant boulder. Like,
yeah, he doesn't understand that people aren't as strong as him.
Like, and that you can't just go pee anywhere. You can't just drop your pants in the middle of a town.
So, like, how'd you do that?
No, the lady was talking about the Dragon Balls, Goku, not your balls. That is not.
It also helps you show, like, show you how much he did actually have character development or change between this and, like, Z.
Yeah.
Like, how he actually did grow up in ways.
Well, in some ways, though, he's the same because he still is that, like, has that innocence and he's still, like,
oh, yeah,
well,
I'll
give you another chance, mean person, and to change your ways and
mean person.
And
mean person that killed my whole family and Earth.
Yeah. I'll give you another chance to change your ways.
I think the only deaths he had in Dragon Ball were all accidents, really.
Yeah.
From what I remember. So,
yeah, I mean, he never actually, like, was like, okay,
really change.
You're awful, I'm gonna kill you for that now. No, he was just like, I'm gonna let you go, and you're gonna sit in the corner and think about what you did wrong. You better be nice.
That's because Goku is Goku. That means he could never commit murder. I'm going to become a lawyer and just use that defense. I'm sorry. My client Jordan couldn't have done it because Jordan is Jordan. That's your closing?
Knows.
Yep.
I'm going through my iTunes. And
are you?
There
we go.
This is completely off topic, but I finally got down to Gotta Keep It Real. Uh-huh. And
Gotta Keep It Real.
The instrumental version I wrote, Gotta Jeep It Real.
Jeep?
Yes.
You can only listen to that when you drive in your Jeep now, right? Gotta Jeep It Real.
So let me understand this straight. When I go through my iTunes, this is a problem during the podcast, but when Brian goes through his iTunes, we all get a good laugh out of it. But
no,
that's fine.
No, it's
fine.
Only a problem when you do it when you start playing music.
I don't play music in my iTunes when we're doing the
podcast.
There
was a chapter called Tour Through Jedimon's iTunes.
I wasn't playing the music, though.
It was legendary.
What? I was going through all the different songs I had that were
legendary.
Sung by Akira Kushida.
Yeah, and it was legendary.
No,
yeah, but I wasn't playing the music like Dawson was trying to purport.
Purport?
Purport?
That's right. You know what? Just because you all have a small vocabulary doesn't mean anything.
I think the fourth of my brain just melted.
So that was the Brian when he tries playing Scramble with friends.
Time is music the planets make.
You're right.
That's deep.
I don't know. Well, let's move on to whoever's next. Who's next?
I love Goku.
Let's talk about Goku, and then I love Goku.
He has that cool tail, and he actually like does stuff with a tail, and he becomes a giant ape and breaks things and scares the hell out of Emperor Pilaf, and that's funny to me because he's Emperor Pilaf and he's tiny. And then he steals Shu's clothes. He's like, I'm going to wear your clothes now, Shu. Brah. You're naked.
I remember that.
He actually looked adorable in Shu's clothes.
Yeah. I liked how, like, he just randomly turns into a monkey. No fairly legit explanation behind that. They're just like, you know, he turns into a monkey. It's cool.
Well, it makes sense if you watch Father of Goku before you watch Dragon Ball. That's the prequel to the prequel.
Whoa.
What?
Bardock, Father of Goku explains
that. Yeah,
okay.
But that's part of Dragon Ball Z.
Ow. That hurted it.
That hurted did me.
Oh, I banged your bomb.
Cool.
All right.
Cool story, bro.
That's what she said, too. So who's next, Brian?
Bulma
is Bulma. She's got boobs.
She can't get a boyfriend because she's annoying.
Honestly, like, I didn't really like Bulma in DBZ, and I don't really like her here either.
Yeah.
I didn't like her. She didn't have a penis.
Makes sense.
She didn't really do much other than kind of just be whiny and be like, oh, Yamcha, I can have sex with you and then marry Vegeta later.
It's like, oh, Yamcha, you can be my boyfriend, but then when other girls look at you, then I'm going to get mad at you like it's somehow your fault because they looked at you, so I'm going to stab you and run away.
Isn't that what all girls do?
Yes.
Okay, I was just checking.
Like, I mean, they do a lot more horrible things than that, but we don't have time to get into that on this podcast.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
No.
Oh, my God. But yeah, she didn't really do much. I mean, by the time she got to GT, she had that hairstyle like from Something About Mary, but that was about it. She didn't do much.
That's because she had Vegeta semen in her hair.
Oh, God. It's extra thick.
Oh.
That was too much. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's because the Saiyan sperm have Super Saiyan hair, remember? Well, we talked about this.
The extra
this
extra
is just too
Saiyan blend
graphic.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
what's Akira? Oh, Akira made some drawings. Akira draws well, sort of.
I don't like Bulma.
Who does? I mean, really, unless you're sitting there jerking off to Bulma, you really don't like Bulma.
Well, there you go.
Yep. What's next?
Don't you have the Wikipedia in front of you?
No. Oolong.
He is a pig that can transform.
He's a pigvert.
He's a pig knight.
It's gonna be a pig knight. Oh, crap. Yeah. He just took a picture of me singing pig knight.
He's funny. He does funny things. He likes to get in the ladies' underwear.
He likes to put them in the ladies' underwear.
Okay, let's forget Oolong for now and start talking about characters that actually matter.
Oolong likes Puar. Underwear on his head.
Puar is my favorite character.
Puar is my favorite character ever because it's a floating kitty that can
No one
transform.
Actually knows that Puar is actually Puar? Omega Shenron.
Puar?
Puar, sorry. Puar is actually Omega Shenron. He's spying on all of them.
Alright, let's talk about... Now we can talk about Puar's derpy sidekick, Yamcha.
Yamcha's like that character, like... That
you, go, why is
you feel
he here?
Like you're supposed to like, but you just don't because he's horrible.
Poor Yamcha. He was planning on betraying Goku. And his outfit was orange.
His desert outfit was stupid. It was all, like, green and...
Orange...
Not desert-y colors. Like, I'm a bandit. You're like the most obvious looking bandit ever.
Look, Goku, your son's one day gonna use my hairstyle, so you best shut the fuck up.
Oh my god, there was one part And it's actually, like, for the next part, but it was when Goku was a adultish, and Piccolo makes some explosion thing happen, and they're all, like, getting blown back, and I swear to God, Yamcha and Goku were, like, the same drawing. It was, like, the same face with the same hair. I'm like, they're the same person.
I like when when Yamcha first came out, he was all like, I can't talk to girls because I don't know what girls are. And then he, like, saw Bulma half naked and, like, almost dropped dead. And that was funny to me.
Cool story, bro.
I know, right?
I couldn't see the episode. I missed it.
So, yeah, that was all I really had for Yamcha. But, like, he's just a piss poor character, really.
He gets beat, like, all the time. I think I actually saw him fight a tree in one episode and lose.
Did he ever fight anybody and win?
I mean, those, like, chumps in the preliminary rounds, but those were basically school children.
I honestly don't think he's, like, won a fight.
Like, a legit fight.
In his life.
I mean, he got his leg broken, he got beat, and,
Who was he up against?
Killed by the Cybermen. Stabbed by the androids.
Who did he fight in the first tournament?
Jackie Chan,
and then he, like, didn't he blow him off with, like, his hands? Like, he was like, and he, like, fell off the edge. Was that him?
I think so.
Yeah, Master Roshi just, like,
was that in the first round?
Yeah.
Okay. So he lost there. Second tournament.
Got his leg broken by Tien.
Yeah, he fought Tien first round, lost. And the third tournament, he was up against... crap, I don't
Vegeta.
Remember.
Vegeta. Oh, shit. No, there you go. Probably Oob.
Yamcha was up against... First round, I think he was up against Hiro.
Nakamura?
You don't know yet.
Okay. This is a Hiro's reference.
But,
indeed.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. Yeah, he was up against him first round. He lost, so.
Because Hiro froze time, and then he just stabbed him with a sword.
Yeah, so pretty much Yamcha sucks at life.
We knew that already. That's what Yamcha means. Yamcha's Japanese for sucks at life.
I'm Yamcha, you suck at life.
Nice to meet you, Yamcha.
I would have thought Brian would have known that by now.
No.
But, yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's go to someone else.
Krillin.
We talked about. Oh, fuck, I forgot about Krillin.
How dare you? That's it, you're fired. Wait, you're recording this, never mind. Just kidding.
Krillin
was a little ass bag.
I hated Krillin when he first appeared, which is funny because I really liked Krillin in DBZ, even though he was kind of useless.
Hey, but Master Roshi.
He's like,
that's really over my glasses.
I want to be your pupil.
That was Krillin, basically.
That was Fran. well, you know,
Krillin is Fran Drescher.
It's funny, like, Krillin didn't really retain any of his attitude. Ever.
Krillin shifted from, like, this, I'm better than everyone, to, I suck.
Goku, I love you. Stop humping me, Krillin. What's humping? I don't know. Let's just keep doing this. Why are 14-year-olds 2 feet tall? I don't know.
Yeah. Dragon Ball for you. Krillin took a, quite a character shift.
Because, like, after the training, he was all happy-go-lucky, and he never had attitude again from then until he fought with Goku and Old Man on the beach. Like, it would have been nice if he would have... Okay, shut up. It would have been nice if he would have retained a little bit of his, you know, spark.
Yeah. Like, people like that just don't, like, magically change. Yeah. They might get nicer, but they still always have, like, a little competitive edge. Krillin just basically accepts the fact that he's never going to be as good as Goku and quits.
He did Vegeta's entire storyline in, like, 3 episodes. Rebecca from Attack Prot, you are the best. One episode after his introduction. But yeah, I still like Krillin.
I like Krillin, and little Krillin was kind of funny because he was all little and like his proportions were all fucked up. I'm like, why are you so round? I feel like I could tip you over.
He's a weevil.
Like, play basketball with him.
Krillin's a weevil.
Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
I think he had an annoying little kid voice. Like it got on my nerves.
Wait, that was horrible. I'm sorry. That was more like a weirdo.
That was more like Japanese Goku. Okay. Why do you keep doing this to me?
Yes. Roshi.
Roshi is old and perverted, and I love him for it.
Roshi is pretty much the same as DBZ, except he's a more competent fighter.
Why is Roshi
get like new nosebleeds?
Even that lives forever.
I don't know.
I like you. Like, I trained your grandpa. You're the same age. He was my pupil. I think he's older than you. How did that happen?
He's my pupil. I think he's older than you.
It made even less sense in Dragon Ball Evolution. I trained him, but you're like, okay.
Like, I trained with the Crane Hermit, and I trained your grandpa, and I trained your mom, and I climbed up the Corrin Tower, and I met Corrin, and it took me 3 years to get the sacred water, which really is just tap water.
Actually, the sacred water is Aquafina.
I got the biggest lol gag ever, huh?
Goku goes on this journey for the sacred water, and all he could have done is just gone over to his local Target and gotten Aquafina. But yeah, Master Roshi is a very interesting combination of comedic, pervy comic relief and a serious martial arts master.
Yeah.
I still don't know why his nose bleeds when he sees ladies, like when he sees boneless lady parts.
That's a Japanese
lady parts.
Gag.
Really? Yeah. If it causes a nosebleed, that's hilarious. I see boobies nosebleed.
Because apparently, if you get really excited, your nose will bleed or something.
The blood rushes to the other area. That's stupid.
I love in the Fortune Teller Baba Saga, Yamcha is fighting the invisible guy, which is one of his only victories, but it wasn't, like, on his own, because he couldn't see the dude. So Krillin brings them over, everyone over, and, like, sets them all up, and just, like, flashes Bulma's boobs at Master Roshi so that he's nose blood will shoot out and cover the dude, and Yamcha can beat him up, and I'm like, that's just funny and gross at the same time.
Yeah, that was pretty much my reaction to it. I was like, what? Oh, okay.
That's Dragon Ball.
I was like, how did that much blood come out of his nose?
I think you should get that checked.
He would be dead.
I need to call Dr. Gregory House. Oh, need to call Dr. Maki? No, he'll kill everyone. I don't know. McDreamy?
There you go.
I heart McDreamy.
It's called McDreamy.
Well,
he was an ass hat in Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, well, that's because you can't buy him love. And that's what he found out, is that he can't buy love. And then he cuts your grass.
Chi-Chi and Ox King.
Chi-Chi is adorable.
Yep.
I mean, crazy, but adorable.
But didn't Chi-Chi have an attack where she, like, threw the axe off of her head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminded me of Hawkmon. Hulk Feather! Whatever you said.
I love how she's 10 and desperate to get married.
And then
I need to get married now!
See, the original Desperate Housewife. The first one on Wisteria Lane.
Who else we got? We got Corrin. I love Corrin.
Corrin's like this little fat, adorable cat.
Better than Summer. Oh, Corrin.
I heard the dragon likes it.
Dragon likes Corrin.
The dragon also likes to be turned into a castle for some reason.
Yeah. Corrin's pretty cool. Baba was kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Well, I love how she's Master Roshi's older sister. She's like a billion years old.
What about Upa?
She also trained on.
Oopa was a little
Loompa.
Oopa was adorable. Just wanted to give him a hug.
He got all muscular when he grew up.
I'm like, you're little and round like Krillin.
And he grew eyes.
Yeah. He does that.
Was Yara Jirobe in this chunk yet? No, he wasn't.
No,
he didn't come around until King Piccolo.
He's my favorite character in the history of all.
Yara Jirobe is actually really cool in Dragon Ball. We'll get to that next time, but... I can't really...
Villains.
Think
Remember
of any Pilaf main
and
characters.
Mai and... the other one.
Shoo.
Yeah.
Shoo.
Like, okay, I'll leave.
Pilaf was, like, cool at first, because I'm like, oh, he's like a little crazy ass. But, like, he just kept appearing, and I got tired of him. It was kind of like Ben 10 villains.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at this point, I'm just, like, so tired of every Ben 10 villain ever. I just want them all to die at the same time.
Poor Ben 10 villains.
But, like, I just got tired of seeing him. I'm like, oh, your antics are funny, but please go away. But,
your antics are funny, Brian, but we don't make you go away. We let you stay.
Because I do have to work around here.
You don't do half the work around here. You are a liar, sir.
It
I do
all
half the work around here. We all know Dawson does no work.
Yeah.
Red ribbon dudes. We got red and black and
Murasaki
and
Violet.
White and Violet was so insignificant. She just stole stuff and left.
Commander Red, who did not win the Pokemon League.
Like, you're expecting, like, Commander Red to be, like, all important, then he just gets shot in the head.
By a black guy, which is normal.
The guy that escaped off screen.
He's taking a nap. God. Murasaki was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was a ninja or something.
But, like, my favorite character in these arcs are Aider, because he's, like, the coolest person ever.
Aider, Android number 8.
I want my own Aider.
I know, right?
Just carry me around and...
I thought the androids go from being, like, a Frankenstein monster to normal-looking teenagers.
They go from Frankenstein monster to hot chick.
Well, they did kidnap 17, 18 were actual humans.
Yeah, and then, of course, after that, you had, like, Dr. Gero himself and, like, that fat thing.
Well, actually, the true story behind that is Dr. Gero was out, you know, having his daily walk, because it's important to be active when you're that age. And he found the Majin Buu cocoon, and he looked in there with a flashlight, and he only saw a silhouette, but he based 19 off of that.
Makes well, because I'm pretty sure that 19 is, like, sexually ambiguous. Like, it could be either one. Not sure if it's a male, a female. It could be both.
I like that one comment. I think Silent X left it.
It could be KO.
that, like, Goku had Aider, and they were, like, bros, and then Gohan had 16, and they were, like, bros, and 8 times 2 is 16, and Gohan's the second one, and it was like, oh,
my... Oh, my God, math is fun!
But,
I see
yeah,
it all now.
Aider's a lot like 16, except... more friendly and not a soulless robot.
And he doesn't have a mohawk.
Or arm cannons.
So basically anything cool ever.
Poor Aider.
Aww. And he lives with Eskimos or something.
And we get to see Aider again. We get to see Aider later, so...
Ugh, I love that joke.
I love
the rhyming pun joke.
But I mean, there really isn't too much to say about
Let's rhyming!
there really isn't much to say about the villains of the show because they were just kind of like so basic in the beginning because the show was just supposed to be funny and whimsical and fun. So, like, the villains didn't have to be all menacing like Piccolo later.
There's not too much to say about anybody in Dragon Ball. Remind me why we did this again.
It was your idea.
I know, but I thought there was even more to talk about, and then I realized no one's character ever changed.
Or actually had a character, yeah.
So, this is usually the part where you talk about transformations, but they didn't invent that yet.
There was a monkey.
So, there was a monkey form, that's about it.
And it killed
Master
things.
Master Roshi's buff form.
Which was actually pretty cool. Not Master Roshi's buff form, but the monkey thing.
Well, I thought his buff form was
like,
cool.
Like, you're just like, brrr, and then up there goes Pilaf's castle thing. Then he got, I really want rice, but anyway. So that's always fun. How did Goku revert the first time they destroyed the moon?
Puar turned into the giant scissors and they cut off his tail.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's funny because I remember there being scissors. I'm like, how did they get them?
How did they get giant scissors on?
Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, is there a large mart nearby?
Large mart. It was the second time when the moon was destroyed because Roshi threw it up.
And then Roshi did it, and then that wolf man was like, bro, no, I'm a man wolf, not a wolf man. And I'm like, my nick was blown. And then he flips his shit, and then he was like, you destroyed the moon. But then he was like, well, I can just use Krillin's head, and you can make it think it's the moon. And he was like, well, you can do that? And like, yeah, it's bald.
Yeah, you're getting into next week. Or next time, rather.
Next time on Dragon Ball.
But,
GT!
I like the music in this show.
Yeah, I do too. It fits the tone very well.
Like, it was just always just like this fun little upbeat
music. I wanna give you romance.
Okay, that I could do without.
I wanna give you paradise.
That's actually the exact music from Dragon Ball.
Make your dreams come true.
That's the ending theme.
I know.
Magic can happen to you.
To you.
The song is called Romantiku Agerio. That's fun.
Find those Dragon Balls. Look out for them all.
That song was remade a couple times. Like, I remember this one.
Time at Band Camp?
I think it was from the... Was it Pioneer? That did... I don't think it was the Har... No, it wasn't the Harmony.
They make pancake stuff, Brian.
But, what, Pioneer?
Yes.
What about pancakes?
What?
I'm hungry for pancakes now, and I blame you.
I could really go for pancakes, but...
You should go see Prince. He'll serve you pancakes if he beats you in a basketball game. Him and his boys will serve you pancakes.
What is wrong with us?
But, it was whatever the first dub of Dragon Ball was over here that wasn't the Harmony Gold dub. Had this really fun intro song. I don't really remember.
Oh, it's Dragon! Dragon Ball! Nosy! Yeah!
Nosy?
No, that wasn't it.
Dragon Ball! Nose!
Ah!
I'm on YouTube. I'm searching. I'll find this shit.
Probably in my diaper.
Dragon Ball Z Kai. No.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Cruel Intentions, finally! I knew it was from the future.
What's this one?
What?
Cruel Intentions was trending on Twitter and I wanted to watch it and then it wasn't on, but it was from the past. Future.
Which one is this? Okay, this is the one that the fun.
I love Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's the one I hear all the time, Ryan. Yeah. Like 20 times a day because I'm trying to be a good, industrious employee and actually do my job, which is my
Dragon
job.
Ball 1995 intro. This might be it. Oh my god, it is. Fuck yeah, Eternal Dragon.
Eternal!
It's so 90s.
This makes me want to go drink some Surge. Let's go play with some Pogs.
Play with Pogs.
It's dress and grunge. Let's do 90s stuff.
I never did any of that.
I didn't dress in grind those two. I drank Surge.
I did not.
I didn't either.
Well.
This stuff like destroyed your insides. I was like, I'm staying away from that stuff. No thank you.
man, it's so 90s.
That should be on the 90s or all that.
Fuck yeah, it was the original Dragon Ball opening.
It'll be on the next Kids Bop.
It says, thud new intro. It doesn't tell me which people did this dub, but I don't remember.
Now that's Music Volume 42. Really? I joked about there being that many numbers 10 years ago.
And they said, challenge accepted.
Stupid Barney.
Challenge accepted. Now, 55. What number are they up to?
41.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck my life. Why? Why?
Anyway. Yeah, that's really about it for music, so I guess we're into final thoughts. This is a very short discussion.
We should have just talked about it as a whole.
Yeah.
But Kevin's not done yet because he doesn't work fast enough. He only watches it 24/7. Like every minute he's awake, he's watching Dragon Ball.
I'm trying. I'm sorry, I have a job unlike Brian.
He needs to watch it 48/14. Wait.
Uh-oh, Demi Lovato is saying that her struggles with eating disorders and cutting are not over.
She promises. Is that a promise? If you press S and Y, X and Y, you'll get sucked. Is that a promise? It's hard to get final thoughts on half of a show.
Yeah, but like, I really like this part of the show. I mean, I like the latter half of the show too, just because I do enjoy Dragon Ball Z, and the latter half of the show reminds me a lot of DBZ. But I really like just the whole whimsical approach to it all, and it's fun to just kind of kick back and watch without having to really think too hard about anything or anything like that.
That I'll mention next time too, but I like how Aerosol put it, where like Dragon Ball felt like it had a lot more open possibilities, like it was just this big universe of new possibilities.
Yeah.
Like that. I think that was a really perfect way of describing it. Like, it did feel like this really, like, zany open universe where the mayor's a dog and it was just...
There's dinosaurs, the mayor's a dog.
I like the world that it created. It was just a really nice environment to be in. Like, it was something you just kick back and watch and just enjoy being in that world.
Because, I mean, I had watched season one a long time ago, and so, I mean, ideally, it's been a while since I've seen Pilaf in the first tournament saga, but I started back up again with season two, so I finished off Red Ribbon and then went pretty much straight through from there, and, like, it's just, it's a really fun time, and there wasn't really any periods throughout my entire watch. I'll mention this again next time, too, but that, well, I wasn't really ever bored. Like, even when there was stupid filler going on, like, I would just kind of occupy myself by doing other things. But I could still just kind of stare at it and watch it and enjoy it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike certain fillers for other shows.
Forze! Sorry. That's the whole show.
I like it. I wasn't sure, because I knew going in it was going to be different, so I was like, I don't know, you know, if I'm going to enjoy this as much as I did Dragon Ball Z, but I found that I do, if not more so in sometimes, because they're actually doing things and not just breathing for like 30 minutes at a time.
And boasting.
But yeah, it's really fun, and like I said before, it's fun to see where all the, like, those characters that you see for like 5 minutes in DBZ came from, and see them actually be important and do things. And Goku's journey is to see how he got to where he is in Dragon Ball Z. And yeah, it's a fun little adventure to go on. And like Brian said, you know, I haven't really been bored at all. I've really enjoyed the whole thing, and I'm looking forward to finishing it, because right now I'm at the second tournament where the Goku is fighting
Battle City. Oh
yeah, he's fighting Tien. There's all kind of funness there, and it's fun. 71-year-old man arrested with 40,000 fake Viagra pills. This sounds like a fun story. Oh, but yes, Demi Lovato was still cutting herself even after rehab, so cool. In case anyone's interested.
I guess there's not going to be any Camp Rock 3D. Damn it, I really...
I don't think you want to see 3D of her cutting scars.
Why don't you see cut yourself in 3D, okay?
You can cut yourself in 3D.
Apparently, apparently this was Ocean Dub that did this weird
Dragon
intro.
Ball.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I pretty much said my piece. I'll kind of wrap it up next time. So.
Yeah. It'll be easier to wrap it up more so then. To find out our continuing thoughts, stay tuned for the next discussion of Dragon Ball. Wait, we still have more of a show to do.
Yeah, because we have some Tweeter questions of the week.
Huzzah!
And so we got lots and lots and lots of questions this week.
Thank you.
One thing I just want to say real quick. Make sure you don't, like, run out of questions. Because, like, it was like a bombard of questions this week. Like, some people, like, just gave us, like, 5 questions. I'm like, calm down. I love the questions. Just make sure you don't run out of the questions.
So you can save them for each week. Like, ask 1 or 2 this week, next week. Otherwise, you gotta, like, ask us 10 questions, and then you never post again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So.
Also, give Brian something to do and touch him inappropriately in his sleep.
Cool. So, our first questions are from Fize Daniel. Are you intrigued to watch Guilty Crown on Nico Nico?
Tommy.
So far, my favorite anime of all time. It's that epic. Honestly, never heard of it, and I hardly ever have been to Nico Nico, so.
I only watch hardcore adult animes, like Black and White Rival Destinies. So.
Yeah. Also, we only watch hardcore porn, so that's that too. But no, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not much of like a huge anime person. Like I watch like of course like the Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh and Digimon and stuff like that, all the hardcore stuff. But it's basically just an occasional one that for one reason or another I watch, but I'm not much of a person that follows it.
Oh, like Taiga and the Bond. Look cool.
Who?
I don't know. I just looked at I looked up on Wikipedia. There's a poster here and it looks
Wikipedia?
It looks cool.
I love when Brian shows us things.
Is there look it up yourself, asshole.
Oh, look, that's cool. I'm sitting on my comfy seat. You know what's a cool anime? Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. I love that.
It's licensed by Funimation. Is there a dub yet?
I don't even know what the name of it was because I wasn't listening to the question.
Guilty Crown.
My internet's running like at 1/100th of the speed it normally does, so I'll probably get there in like an hour.
Watching Cruel Intentions.
Well, anyway, if it gets a dub, I might watch it.
This will be like when I got to see the Rabbit Hutch, like... An hour into, later after everyone else did.
When you were like 3 pictures behind us during the Toy Fair discussion.
Yeah. Did you ever watch other animes airing in 2011 other than Tiger and Bunny? Cross Wars. That was it.
Yeah, Cross Wars. Digimon?
And some of Best Wishes. But I stopped that because I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, my answer is the same.
If Tiger and Bunny and Kamen Rider would team up, which fight would you be dreaming of with these heroes?
Well, first of all, that's probably coming knowing the people at Toei, but...
Tiger and Bunny doesn't even have anything to do with Toei.
They'll find a way, look.
Anyway, hit it, Dawson.
Okay, I would say nobody, because I have just formed and joined Wado, the wonderful against team-ups organization. I do not support any more team-ups or fights of any kind between characters in any other shows. They always need to leave each other the fuck alone. That's the model we believe here at Wado. They're just like, no plot will be fine. Nope, that doesn't work on Wados. No plot will be fine. Nope.
Nope.
I get the joke now. that's funny.
I figured Kevin would get it.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
So yeah, I'm gonna take a stance and not answer the question based on principle.
He joined Wado. He's the first member. Although he'll probably quit soon. We only got 2 people. And like some Capri Suns. Raise your Capri to the sun.
If Toei makes another superhero Tyson, eventually will Tiger Bunny and Precure join the superhero war? No.
Here at Wado, we believe.
First of all, like I said, Tiger and Bunny and Toei have nothing to do with each other because Tiger and Bunny's owned by Sunrise.
Not to mention they're animated.
And the Precure are animated, and the last thing I want is to have a Roger Rabbit on our hands.
Space Jam?
And
Look, that is not going to stop Toei, first of all, the fact they're animated or that they don't own them. They will find Lucky a way to put them in there.
So, I mean, while Precure is a possibility, like, I just don't see them trying to mix animated and real people. So,
here's the thing, is that while we believe that there should not be a second Superhero Taisen,
oh, there's going to be.
The reality of life is that there will be.
I will hate it every year.
Whether or not we choose to acknowledge its existence is another matter. But it unfortunately will probably exist.
Yeah. Your top five Sentai suit designs, go.
Oh, fuck. I'm not prepared.
What? I didn't even know there was questions this week.
Battle Fever. Jack Q.
Like, are we talking one character or the...
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I mean, the team ones usually have a fairly consistent dynamic, but if they don't, individual character. Pretty much any Six Ranger ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As for individual teams, like Magiranger, Shinkenger.
I like Geki Rangers.
Geki
for sure.
Definitely like Geki.
I actually really love the GoBuster suits.
Yeah, me too.
They are awesome. I like the Gokaiger, the way they incorporate everything, the Go-Anders, even though a lot of people are like, those suits are really busy and have everything ever on them. Like, that's why I love them. There's everything ever on them.
It would have been easier to ask me which ones I don't care for.
All the rest of them.
Yeah, actually, the ones I don't care for is an easier question. Change Man and their sport bras.
Die Ranger kind of had the same thing going on. I was thinking, I like your helmets, but the bottom of the neck down, not so much.
It's not as bad. It's not as bad. Like, Change Man literally looks like
they're wearing... It's not as bad, but I mean, it's just not as cool. Like, kind of like Lost Galaxy. I love their helmets. Don't like anything below the neck. Looked like it was drawn by a child.
They're wearing Charlie Brown shirts, okay?
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. I mean, there's very few Sentai designs I don't like just because they all seem to be fairly good. Who else? There's a couple that I find a little... Like, Bioman I find a little weird. And Flashman. Basically, if their power was stolen by Basco, I probably don't like their suits.
Apparently no one else does either, hence why they were stolen by Basco.
Well, the Maskman suits I kind of like a little bit. Those are okay. But the other ones, I'm like, ah, fuck it. I don't care.
Would you dare to watch anime or toku shows in Malay dub, and did you watch any anime or toku in Malay dub? No, I'm not from Malaysia. Why would I do that?
I hear I'm an American. I have some pride.
That's like asking if I watch anime in French. Next up from Nico Zoo, do you guys watch any of the big three animes, Naruto, Bleach, or One Piece? I used to watch... What?
I didn't know they had a title called Big Threes. So they like the Big Five in Yu-Gi-Oh! Because those guys are douchebags. Just saying.
Is that like Big One in Sentai? That guy's also a douche.
You know, he's pretty flamboyant. I like him.
I used to watch Naruto and Bleach, but then I stopped because I got bored.
Yeah, I never was really hardcore into it. I watched Naruto every now and then back when it was like first came out and it was really popular, but I never really had any incentive to follow it.
Yeah.
Like religiously. But yeah, no, that's nothing else. I consider the big three to be Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Digimon, but
speaking of, what do you want to see from Digimon Cross Wars and after? I mean, obviously I think Cross Wars is pretty much canned.
Yeah.
We're going to get that movie, and I think that's about it from Cross Wars. If Digimon comes back, I'm pretty sure it's going to be another reboot.
It's going to be a few years.
I want to see something more akin to the original style, to where they have, like, one partner, and they go on Digimon Adventures.
Yeah, like, I wanted to, because it'll been long enough between... Not only Savers and Cross Wars, but years Cross Wars has been around, and then the years between Cross Wars and the next, that it'll be okay enough to use an old formula. Like, I'd like to see them go back to that.
Yeah. Because the whole groupie thing worked for Cross Wars because of the concept, but then when you started to get into Hunters and they have, like, a big groupies and they can only use two, then
yeah,
it was just kind of dead after that.
I mean, if I could go back and change it, I'd like to see Cross Wars 2 be good.
Yeah. I would have, as for what do you want to see from Digimon in terms of Cross Wars 2, I would have rather have seen pretty much more like the style of Cross Wars 1, but perhaps set in the real world.
Yeah.
instead.
I would have given it more of a
whatever
story.
Whatever the fuck DigiQuartz is. Yeah. I honestly don't know. Next, are you planning on doing a video podcast? No, because then you'll find out what we do during podcast recordings.
It's just not where... Usually, it's not wear pants. And
trust me, you don't want to see it.
Touch each other.
I thought you were going to say, then you get to see what we look like. I'm like, secret's out, bro.
Eagleardo says, would you want to do a live podcast? We talked about it a lot.
Yeah,
we do that kind of thing a lot. We talk about it a lot, then just don't
really
do it.
We never really found a good platform to do it at. And the time we record is basically a time where most people are usually sleeping because they're sane. And so time-wise, it really wouldn't work out too well with our schedules. So while
what do you mean, Brian? We're sane. We only own like 17 of the same figure mold. I mean, we're perfectly sane.
Red eyes and dark eyes, Kuga.
I still what the fuck at that decision. Toku Joe asks, what Sentai team would you like to party with?
Gokaiders.
That was kind of my answer.
I want to party with the Intersect.
I want to party with Pargan. Party with Morgan Grimes.
I like Geki Ranger the best, but I feel like they wouldn't party. They just want to train.
The Gokaiders would party hard at the Currylicious. And it would be like the Wienerlicious, so it would be like I was on Chuck.
I want to party with Milfy in the VIP room. Oh.
Lars Ars. That's a fun name.
That's the guy that's like, look at a Coke, it'll save her. He's awesome. We're talking about American Idol.
Okay.
indeed.
What did he ask? There we go. Have you ever considered watching Keitai Soscon 7? It's pretty rad.
The show with the phones?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's always been in the back of my head, but I just don't have time.
I've had curiosity, but I don't think I'll ever
channel. I might at some point, just because... I'll be curious enough to want to check it out.
He's bored. Once you get done with SA, you're bored.
The thing is, Dawson only watches Sentai and Rider. He's bi-curious, but he doesn't actually want to go all the way.
So considered watching, yes. Actually watched, not yet.
Same answer.
Gotham Darkness asks, do you think Samurai gets too much hate? Yes and no. I think the hate's kind of warranted considering how absolute shit Season 1 was. But I think it can get over the top sometimes.
I think that at the beginning, it was completely warranted. I think now, I don't think it's cool to like ignore certain flaws and just be like, just accept it for what it is, because otherwise you're just not getting your opinion out there. But I don't think that people should be going as overboard now, because you just kind of have to accept it and wait and ride it out. But at the beginning, I definitely understand it. But now it's just kind of like, it's okay now. It's like a wild force now, basically.
Yeah,
I think that the excess hate should be removed from Samurai and directed back towards Overdrive.
Like, I honestly feel a lot of the hate at the beginning was just because what we had to come off of was RPM.
Yeah.
No, what we had to come off with was MMPR 2010, and that was just...
Well, everyone ignores that.
So that left a bad taste in everyone's mouth.
Doesn't even count. That probably just infected everyone with the hate plague. So
exactly the thing. That threw them with a bad taste in their mouth, and they were like,
But so it's kind of a yes and no sort of thing.
Niji deserves all the hate.
Yeah, Niji deserves everything. She'll get punched in the groin. Anyway, Shadow Rydera says, "What are your favorite sites to buy toys?" He just took our advice finally and checked out Mandarake.
Probably Toys and Joys.
Definitely Toys and Joys and Toy Wiz. Those are my favorite places ever.
Toys R Us. Toy Wiz has the cheapest prices anywhere.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
I mean, I can get a foam Pokeball for like $13.
It's a deal.
I can get a Red Eyes Black Dragon card for $120. So
I can get a little Pokemon figure for like $25 to $30. I mean, Toys R Us has them for $5, but why would I want to pay those exorbitant prices when I can go to Toy Wiz for like $30?
Angles.
I forgot about them.
So I mean, obviously, like ideally, I think AmiAmi is my favorite place to buy from because it's cheap.
We get discounts there
for old stuff.
Not us, but everyone.
For old stuff, definitely Mandarake.
Oh, absolutely.
eBay.
If I had to pick a favorite site to buy toys from, it'd probably be CS toys just because I love them so much.
Mr. S is fun, and he has Pat King, and he has Akira, and she draws things.
I know,
they
right?
had Packlet for a while. I think he got discontinued.
Like, I mean, it makes me upset because I love buying from them, and I love them, and I'm still, like, talk to Mr. S all the time, but I just buy so much shit that I can't afford to pay the actual full retail price for the toys.
Or the shipping prices that aren't exactly accurate.
We don't want to pay retail price for toys.
Ami basically spoils you. Mandarake does too.
We want to pay below retail price.
Once you get a full mecha for 1,500 yen, you start looking at that 4,000 yen, and you're like, man, that's just too expensive.
Yeah.
It's really ridiculous, but...
For complete set from Jew Ranger through Gal Ranger, 4,000 yen, that's just too much.
That's too much.
Maybe 3,500, but...
I mean, I think I paid on Mandarake before the Trevelyan with Gold Grip Phone set and Wolkaiser and Magi Legend... I think it ended up being like a total of 4,000 yen or something. Like, it was
so good.
Like, I got all the auxiliaries of like Gal Ranger, Bokenger, and I think one of their show for like 1,000 each. I'm like, this is nice. I'll take all of this. Like, this is, it's just stupidly low prices.
Kiefer asked some questions, so.
Who?
Kiefer. I've never heard of this Kiefer guy.
I don't know who he is, but.
Sounds like a douchebag.
Oh, he's the guy that beat up Christina on General Hospital. Okay.
If you could give any auxiliary Zord from a previous season a Ranger counterpart, which would you choose? I think it would have been interesting, since they made them, to see the three
RPM
dinosaur
dinos?
Rangers in the show somehow.
I actually would have liked to see all of them get Rangers.
I want to see Interrogator to Jumbo Whale. That's
yeah, that's what I want to see those suits. But actually, I have an actual answer to this question.
That was an actual answer, jerk.
No, like, no. Like, because that was the obvious answer. Just simply because we saw those suits already, so that was the obvious answer, was to go RPM. I was going to go with, Jungle Vent. Oh, shit. The Dino Thunder.
So for That'd be pretty cool, since they didn't have that many people.
For like the Dimetro and the Parasaur and Kylo, to see how they style the helmets. And I mean, obviously the bodies are going to be fairly similar to like Red and Blue and stuff,
right.
But to see what they would do with the helmets, and also if it were to be a PR show with the Dino Gems and the abilities, what kind of abilities they would get, I think that would be interesting to see.
I think that I'd like to see ones for the Beetle, Swordfish, and Tiger Zords and Samurai, just because they needed to fill out an entire next year of Samurai toys. And like, I thought that would have been the perfect opportunity to create some new Rangers to give them to some new toys.
You don't need a kanji for their helmets, though, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think that would have been interesting how they handled it. I just thought that instead of they just make Decker a pseudo-Ranger, you just ride Scorpion with a whip.
That could have been done. That or like the power animals get like similar to like with like Dino Thunder and stuff, like see if like one with like a gorilla or like a giraffe.
Get ones for the ones for Ninja Storm. Get like what are those called?
Oh, for the Karakuri balls?
Yeah, that's what they're
you're for each one? That'd be freaky. But yeah, I think like it'd be cool if like the power animals and ooh, or the ones from Lost Galaxy,
Lost Galaxy.
Strataforce and Centaurus and the Zenith. Shark. Zenith, yeah.
Zenith and the Shark.
The Shark one.
Shark, I know we're friends because we dueled. Oh, that's the wrong Shark.
Yeah. Like, those guys in, like, those colors with the little Charlie Brown shirts.
Sexy. And
sexy, sexy.
Great. What are your top 5 favorite Pokemon theme songs? I'd go with Season 1, JJ, AB, MQ, and Season 2.
Cool story. Whoa. All 3 of us read that as Power Rangers the first time.
We really did. Especially when I saw Season 1 or something, I'm like, alright.
I just saw Season 1 and JJ. Like, I skipped the first sentence.
I thought that was Jungle Fury.
I was like, what? Huh? And then I looked, I was like, oh, Pokemon. And then everything made sense.
Except for the hat.
Except for the hat. So, like, obviously, like, season one, just because there's just so many memories attached.
I want to be the very best.
Like, no one ever was. Advanced Battle, definitely. I love that song.
Oh.
I'm unbeatable. Anyway. Born to be a Winner, just based on, you know, the fact that it's kind of the first one, except redone.
Yeah. Isn't that, Dota League Champions?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I was saying, I was like, listening to them all. Yes. I was listening to them all. I'm like, I like this one because it's like a remix. And I like the way it starts.
I did like Johto Journeys.
Yeah, the Johto song's fun.
And the Orange Islands was pretty good. But I think actually like pretty much all of them, except there's a couple in the Diamond and Pearl ones were just
awful. Stopped liking them after Battle Frontier. As much as I make fun of Battle Frontier, that one was okay. I really don't care for any of the Diamond and Pearl ones.
Yeah, those
Diamond and Pearl sucked. I liked We Will Be Heroes movie version. I didn't like the TV version.
I don't even remember most of the Diamond and Pearl themes. That's how much I didn't like them.
There was the one with the stand up.
Stand up for rice.
I would stand up for rice, but
we used to sing Cine League Victors, and I can't think of the song like anymore.
Far from home,
but you don't. It's We Will Carry On. Fuck, it's right here.
Oh, yeah,
it's about hope. It's about hope. It's about dreams. It's about friends that work together. Yeah. Yeah, I can stop it. I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. But most of the earlier ones I like more because I just think they had more thought in them. I mean, we get to Rival Destinies, it's like, we're friends forever! I'm like, God, stop being samurai.
And they're so short.
Like, I actually didn't mind the first, like, the black and white theme song.
I didn't mind black and white either. In fact, the one that they use in the movie, the extended version, I really, really like.
I don't mind them, it's just none of them stood out after the originals and, like, advanced. Like, and they just seem like it's more of an epic occurrence because now they play the credits over and it's just, like, a few scenes from the show.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't feel like an opening anymore.
But, yeah, Advanced Battle was the last one that, like, really clicked in my head and stayed there for a long time.
I'm undefeatable.
Right. So, yeah.
All right.
If you could pick any five fictional characters to form a new Sentai team, who would you choose?
This is bordering on Watto borderline of...
All right, I would pick Shuquin Shinobi and... Rotter Zero.
A team of five Otoyas.
Slash the fictional character. And
actually, just Otoya, the three arms monsters, and Yuri.
Okay.
Yeah, slash the guitar.
And as long as, what's his face? That was Basha. As long as he wears a skirt.
Okay. Yeah.
It's totally
he can be
a chick.
The first female green.
Yes, Slash the guitar from Guns N' Roses is a fictional character, so we got to put him in there. And Aslan and Gandalf.
Aslan would be the best ranger ever.
The Good Witch of the North, Luke Skywalker. Let's
Kevin's
see.
Kevin's created the best.
Todd Manning.
Ever.
Both Todd Mannings.
Let's see, who else? Oh, we need to get John Black, because if you're going to put in Todd Mannings, we need John Black, because John Black is a badass.
What about Jack Black?
No, Jack Black, yes, we need Jack Black as well, and Kyle Gass. We need the D. And we need Dave Grohl as the devil, because that was funny. And let's see.
Okay, I'm going to stop you here and move on to the next question.
Oh, we need, Alexei Volkov.
Volkov.
Oh, John Casey has to be there.
Basically, the entire Chuck cast should form a Sentai, and they should call it Go Busters. It would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think we discussed that in a previous question.
General Beckman has Zordon.
Rare.
I thought we were going to use Tony Todd.
Basically, she does it anyway. They just listen to a monitor. Oh no, the alarm's gone off. Fulcrum's attacking.
Oh no, Shaw's escaped. After 10,000 years, I'm free. Yes. Anyway, next metric question is from Genix.
Genix.
Thank you. Has there been a moment you got real emotional from any show or series you watched? Yes, Chuck finale. Oh my god.
Chuck finale.
Sitting there in the hotel room going,
The Go Kaija finale when they left. I'm like, no, come back.
I have
bring me more Milfy.
The Chuck finale when he was begging Sarah to remember, the execution of Todd Manning, and when everyone say goodbye to Mr. Feeny.
That was sad. Oh my god, no, don't say goodbye to Feeny.
All three of those, I teared up like a little baby.
When Ash said goodbye to Butterfree.
Oh, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
And Brian's just a wreck from Butterfree still.
Then when Ash said goodbye to Pidgeot, and Ash said goodbye to Primate, and then when Ash said goodbye to Charizard, but then came back and then left six more times, and then when Ash said goodbye to Squirtle, but he came back and left like two more times, and then when Ash said goodbye to Haunter, and then when Ash said goodbye to every Pokemon he ever caught.
Butterfree was just more emotional, man.
I love how Brian described the Pikachu one after coming off of Butterfree. Brian was just a wreck.
Yeah, I'm going, no, Butterfree! Two episodes later, Pikachu!
I'm imagining, like, six-year-old Brian spending those 2 weeks just distraught. Like, bursting into tears at random moments.
His like, mother comes in, Pikachu came back, I don't care!
Brian's mom comes in, what's wrong, son? Butterfree! Brian's just inconsolable. Then he puts on the TV and there goes Pikachu.
No!
No! He just screams in like a Darth Vader voice. No.
On the flip side of that, has there ever been a character in a TV show you watched where you loved when they died? I wanted to say Sean, that I realized he didn't die either time.
Yeah, but I did feel that when he died. Yeah, Kaiza.
Oh, that was fun.
At that point, you're just like,
twice.
Yeah.
When he died both times. Who else?
I mean, there's a lot of times where I
Spencer Truman hated that asshole. One last one. Mitch Lawrence all 8 times.
Every time Stefano DeMera dies, even though he comes back as the Phoenix rises.
Oh, hell not to soap off. Minkus? Oh, wait.
He just went to the other side of the school. That doesn't count. When Sean's dad died, that wasn't funny. That was sad. Never mind. Bishop, when Bishop died, I was like, oh, good, because he just slapped Watsu in the face like a bitch.
I love that. I don't remember who it is on the rampart that has that, like, signature, but I just love seeing it. Especially on my phone, because the flash, like, spazzes out and starts, like, making it really fast.
Akamaru in Shinkenger, because I thought it was useless. Like, they're having these big discussions about Senator.
Senator.
And I'm sitting here going, why does it matter? I hate this son of a bitch.
I like. I already know what. It's like. It's not intriguing to me. Like, oh, he sounds interesting. I already know what happens. It doesn't matter.
You come in, anytime. You wreck my Shinkenger with your stupid nonsense Kobayashi writing, and then you die. I'm like, just go away.
How about you just go away and die?
Why couldn't Tohoku be here the entire time? It would have made more sense.
Basically, any time a useless or obnoxious character dies, we're usually quite happy.
Yeah.
Hojo never died, unfortunately.
No.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm still on Skype, because my internet isn't working.
Yeah, that happens.
Magic?
I believe in magic. Angelic Arson says,
Angelica?
Yes. Oh my god.
Angelica R, son.
Same jokes every week.
Look, it's the same people every week. No one else asked the question.
Would you buy Tiger and Bunny Ranger keys of every next hero? No, because they would never make them.
That's against WADA policy.
Though I would probably buy them because of Tiger and Bunny, but
and I would love them, but yeah.
I don't want ranger keys of people that aren't rangers. I'm sick of this imagination.
That's
about
why we need. Look, we need ranger key set Kamen Rider O's because it fits somehow.
If you make that, the universe will explode. You literally pack it up to be shipped out, and the box will just get sucked into a black hole. It'll just implode.
If Saban releases Power Rider, which one of you will do the summaries? Me, I guess, because I do English American English. Shit.
Power Rider.
Brian, because he does poopy shows.
Yeah. I do the only crap.
When will Dawson finally go over the whole two Todds thing?
Answer, never. Today it was announced that Roger Howard, Todd Manning got a contract on General Hospital. So the reference is live!
Is that what it was? Because I saw your little tweet thing. I'm like, who the hell is he talking about?
That's probably what most of my followers, besides John and maybe one other person.
Because I just saw initials and I'm like, what? Who are these initials of?
Look, you have to use initials, otherwise Twitter won't fit it. So yeah, the references aren't going to stop for a while. The adventures are continuing.
Yeah. Do any of you play Team Fortress 2? I used to, but then I stopped because I was playing other games.
I feel like we got this question before.
And then it just all changed, and now there's like all this mixing system, and you can
mix and bitch
things, and I'm like, you know what? I'm done. So
I tried it a couple times. I'm more of a Call of Duty player.
Fuck Call of Duty in the ass.
Call of Duty's awesome.
No, you're a whore.
And then I got out of it, and
I just think Dawson's a whore. That's all.
Dawson has like the cool games like Call of Duty.
It is. There's a reason it's popular.
Duty. Sucks.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because they're all the same and people like things that are all the same.
You haven't played them! You have no rights!
They're all the damn same. That's why I don't play them. I just put you in another country doing the same exact thing.
Don't like military shooters. That's that's all I got.
There's a way to actually do that. It's called signing up and doing it in for real.
For real.
That's not like a my
like. I mean, I would play any Halo game, even though like all the Halo games are the same. But just because that's more my setting. But
shoot people, I'd sign up to do it for real instead of playing a game where I do it for fake.
I mean, like I said, I used to play Team Fortress 2, so I played that all the time. Just because that was my style, it was all cartoony and funny. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. But now closest thing I get to like any sort of shooters is Uncharted and Transformers. That's always fun.
Also, Dawson's a whore.
And from Delix, we have, what do you especially enjoy in a rider belt?
Having all the sounds.
Lights and sounds. I like lights and sounds. I'm like a child. Question, what I enjoy? I like when it lights up and I spin it, and it goes ding, 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 ding. There's lights and it glows, and I go, yes, me!
How I Met Your Meteor.
Oh my god.
But yeah, like Dawson was saying before he got really interrupted by Kevin's meteor antics.
Thank
like,
you.
Just any, like when a belt has like all of the functions right out of the box, you don't need to buy additional shit for it.
Or when it has lights and sounds.
Or at least there's a way to get the sounds, like the Kivat belt, like you needed the Fessels to easily activate the sounds, but you could just poke the holes or the pegs.
Yeah, Brian likes
it. Came with it.
and make most of the sounds, and you got all the bass sounds right out of the box anyway. All the other ones after that were all just like random generic noise.
Yeah. And you only needed one thing, which was the power up. It was all the sounds out of the box, and the only one that needed unlocking, which you could still hack, was just the final form.
Yeah.
Even Deno, you just like knock the plate off and stick a toothpick in it, and you're done.
Crymax 4.
Well, you can do that with the 4-stage driver. You can take a bunch of chopsticks and just stick them all in like some dude did.
It's too much work. I watched
just smash the metal together. I mean, those days.
You were like, what are you doing? I'm trying to hack my 4 or fucking O's driver.
We could spend at least an hour just sitting here listening to the O's driver go, wah, wah.
Bing, gorilla. See, I got gorilla.
Did you hear it? I covered it up.
Oh, good times.
Can't hack the double driver, unfortunately.
But yeah, something kind of like the Kivat belt or the Fives driver.
Makes a drive.
Where it does everything you need it to do.
If it has lights and sounds.
Has there ever been any that don't have lights?
Legend Rider ones.
Well, okay, ones that matter in life.
Oh, okay.
Let me think. Hold on.
Xehanos.
Yeah,
have a light?
That has a light.
Fuck, stupid one light. Just hope that it
it's a little tiny light, but...
Does Saga have a light?
Yes.
Okay.
Right in the middle, I believe.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the belts
I
have.
That belt's shit.
Let's see, the blade ones have shitty
those are belts. Kabuto, fuck.
I think the tuning fork has a light, doesn't it? I don't think the other two do.
Yeah, the tuning fork has a light. Technically, the double belts don't have a light. The memories have the light.
Aha!
Have lights? Oh, fuck.
Double driver doesn't have anything.
It's just a
just
chunk of plastic.
Chunk of plastic. It's like the O's.
The brute driver doesn't have... Oh, fuck!
The brute driver doesn't have light... Wait.
I was looking at it. There's no way it can
have
lights.
It's got a 7-color LED in the middle of it.
Shut up. I didn't see it opening in my head yet.
Like the prism memory. That thing's fucking hypnotic.
I know. I like when it has multiple sounds, not just one, like the freaking blade belts and Ryuki.
Blade.
It's like, we have one sound. I'm like, you need to go die.
Go die, you skank. Oh, hive mind. So,
yeah.
That's all for this week. Lots of questions that we actually got through fairly quickly. So
keep them coming. Thank you for the people who asked questions, or the new questionnaires. How do you say it?
New questionnaires.
Yeah.
It's been a while since Gotham Darkness asked a question. I think this is Larzar's first, Tokujo's first,
Ikelardo's
first, Kiefer's first.
Who the hell's Kiefer?
So, some dude.
You got to beat up Christina, I told you.
But, love the questions. These are all actually pretty decent questions. Lots of fun with it. Of course, like I said earlier, try to keep it to about max of 3 questions or so.
So you don't run out of
per
ideas.
Person, just because we don't want to eventually get a question lull, where not lull, but like a lull.
Lull, not a lull.
We don't have any. I don't have any questions. We're like, we got one question this week, so just keep that in mind and keep them coming. Love it.
Hard well, it looks like there's infinite tiger and bunny questions, so we
apparently.
Should have a problem.
So now I think it's time for.
Final thingies!
Like, for real this time. It's cool.
Cool
so
story,
much,
bro.
So much better live.
Yeah.
Coming past that one. I went on a rant about anime dubs.
Well, I'm so passionate about it, I couldn't help it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
What final thing is what Brian just said, and Kevin has a thing that's not final.
I do have a thing that's not final.
Yep.
But
it's time for mustard.
I like turvy.
Hello, welcome to our season 2.
Do you remember
the
number?
I probably could have talked over that one. Hello, what?
Oh, sorry. I always sound weird when I think you're not going to say anything.
Hello, welcome to our season.
Mom.
Hello,
welcome
to our.
I banged mom. Today we're going to look at this guy who banged someone's mom. I don't know. It looks like a show on MTV. Hello, and welcome to It's Morphin Time. Where the PR actors are now. Jason's hair has moved, as is his belly.
Who's your favorite Green Ranger?
Tommy!
Who's your favorite Yellow Ranger? Tommy? Jason? Billy? Billy would have been the Yellow Zeo Ranger.
Totes. I'm giving you my crystal, so you would have worn a skirt. It all makes
and
sense
it would have fit.
Fit. They gave me this one. I don't think they meant to. But you can have it. I'll just sit here and wear gray all
crystal.
The time.
He didn't go on no quest. He was sitting in the command center loafing.
Ken, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Every time you move, it makes weird staticky noises.
Here we go.
Don't move.
Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here.
Okay, it's fine. Sweet.
What the hell?
That is definitely not me playing skee ball.
Okay. Brian, damn it. It's all your fault you're doing this.
Brian, stop playing skee ball.
I don't want to. And I'm going to slap you in the face.
Ow.
Who? Brian?
You.
I didn't do it. There you go. Now, what are you going to... There's one part in the next chapter. What now?
The next chapter?
Turn the fucking volume off. At my house? Damn it.
I like skee ball.
I don't care if you play skee ball. I don't want to hear it.
Maybe the audience does.
The bottom line is, I cannot believe it's a hat. I'm sorry, I'm still not over it.
Look, it's a hat. Get over it. You will be fine, I promise.
I wish it was his hair. Okay, yeah. Ready to come, ready to
but,
move
on.
Brian, why do we... Okay, this is the part you edit out. Now, this is the part I leave in so I sound like an asshole. Why do we even humor this kind of a question, Brian?
Because I got to say French.
I got to say I love us.
The guy just died inside.